This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Reese Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
Different type of level, karma's a different type of breed. Chasing a different type of paper, chasing a different type of dream. Man's from a different kind of road, grew up in a different kind of street. Man's from a different kind of route, yeah, man, a different type of scene. I wanna tell them, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the thing in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two with a big man, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the thing in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two with a big man. Some trap lines they don't ring, them trappers better go get jobs. Some man could've got that mortgage, some man put it in a watch. I chef man like Ramsey, on site if I see them ops. Man start run like Usain, if I'm at the ting ring off. Still got the ting in my bruck hand, them man can't aim like boss. Ever see me with a dustpan, careful man I get brush. Libyan ting with a big back, pretty and she smell so lush. Big man take out your wig back, if man try pull up. See my mission, it's a little different. Drop out the man cause I never had a vision. I call Giano when I go visions. Yeah, I still run skids and used to play with the white and brown. Cause I ain't in a no racism. Finesse when I whip that white girl. Salt bay when I'm in the
different
kitchen.
Different type of level, karma's a different type of breed. Chasing a different type of paper, chasing a different type of dream. Man's from a different kind of road, grew up in a different kind of street. Man's from a different kind of route, yeah, man, a different type of scene.
I wanna tell them, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two in a big man, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two in a big man.
Got caught slipping, time for extra precaution. This has got a full clip in, I'm Raj, all purpose, pepper in all. And I ain't dying today, nah, I ain't dying today. Nah. Hard on my violin, please, but man, I'm going hard inside of this thing. Mask on like I'm MF Doom. Don't let me get the second boom. I got full of skills. Give my niggas the message and tell them who they should sell it to. I know my mate them man nervous.
Why?
Too many skin man verses. This one's a head back versus. They send I send back urses. If I put 10 bags on your head, nobody would know it's a deaf man's purchase. Come a long way from the boy on the strip, trying to finesse man's workers. Morning sunshine, spread that curtain. I'm early birding, getting that bread and getting that worming.
Different type of level, karma's a different type of breed. Chasing a different type of paper, chasing a different type of dream. Man's from a different kind of road, grew up in a different kind of street. Man's from a different kind of route, yeah, man, a different type of scene.
I wanna tell them, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two in a big man, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two in a big man.
I've been ready from the get-go, from back when Getz was ghetto. From back when Dizzy had the academics tracksuit and couple man wore Echo. Way, way up, man's blessed though. Catch flights, not feelings, let's go. Fate ones out to let go, now everything blessed, perfecto. Gonna blow in the game like Nintendo. Watch when you see me in the Enzo. Remember when I used to whip the Benzo. Ain't changed, car still whip the Benzo. Am I ready to fly? What kind of questions that? Have you seen man's dress code?
Different type of level, karma's a different type of breed. Chasing a different type of paper, chasing a different type of dream. Man's from a different kind of road, grew up in a different kind of street. Man's from a different kind of route, yeah, man, a different type of scene.
I wanna tell them, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two with a big man, said them want this man, had them gone this man. I got the ting in my big hand, I come true with a big gang. I slap two with a big man.
Stepping up, stepping in, it is Michael Payne and Natalie King, a.k.a. Sarah de Bunda. That nearly rhymed. I just need something to rhyme with Bunda. Who's going to come in next, I wonder?
Hyundai.
That's Hyundai.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What would Hyundai mean as a word?
What would Hyundai? Hyundai would mean... It's what you'd say. It's the start of a sentence of a greeting to the troll under the bridge. Hyundai there.
Well, that's good.
That works. perhaps. Mm. Also, interesting fact about Hyundai. I have heard an advert or seen an advert where they pronounce it in two different ways in the same advert.
What are the two different ways?
So, you've got the guy, the Hyundai, blah, blah, blah. He's kind of got that voice.
Yeah.
And he says, Hyundai, you know, the new Hyundai, blah, blah, blah.
Hyundai.
And then at the end, with the jingle, it's just, hey, Hyundai. And it's almost passive aggressive. It's like, this is how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, enough doesn't rhyme with Bunda, though, does
it? For real. I remember when I said, who's going to join us next? I wonder.
Yeah.
Well, it's only Reese. Red Zone Nottingham.
Reese, put your headphones on. I want to play What Is Today, Reese?
Birthday.
Oh.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Everybody move like it's your birthday.
Come on.
Birthday.
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 Hey.
Kermit the Frog, by the way, doing a little rap for you there. Happy
birthday. I thought it was Kermit the Frog producing. On the pads. How's it going, man?
Yeah, good, good. Apart from the fact I've just had to walk for like 25 bastard minutes.
Well, it is your birthday. What's a birthday without a bit of stress?
Oh, in the snow, and there's so many kids out throwing snowballs.
Did you get hit with any? You don't look like you did.
I didn't. I just put on my meanest screw face, you know what I mean, and just bawled through. I thought, I don't want to intimidate these 10-year-olds.
That's
what?
It. You don't want to be the one dishing out the birthday beats.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But happy birthday, mate.
Thank you very much.
Look behind you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Gold letters and all sorts.
Hey, you guys.
Fubar spares no expense, man.
Maybe have a little Prosecco for you as well.
Oi,
that maybe is a definitely.
That's a definite. I
had a little champagne breakfast as well, didn't I?
Amazing.
So, yeah, okay. I went to a little Indian place called Dishoom.
I know Dishoom. Yeah. The one in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
It's lovely, that. Indian sort of fusion, isn't it? Breakfast. You can get like.
So I got I got bacon and sausage in naan.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
Examples like that are what make Dishoom so great.
Yeah, we went there for breakfast.
What time?
No expense spared. I didn't know. It was Charlotte's gift. But
okay.
Yeah, went
what
there.
What time were you there?
11 a.m.
That's all right. Okay. I thought you were there at like, I was 8 a.m. on the Prosecco.
I had a heavy one last night, so I wasn't able to get up at that kind of time.
Yeah.
There was no Proseccos at 8 a.m. this morning.
So your birthday's on the leap year.
Yeah.
How old does that make you today? 26, right?
Yeah. Six and a half in leap years.
Fair play. Well, happy six and a half birthday.
Yeah.
/26.
Thank you very much, everyone.
No worries. The sort of celebrations are going to continue throughout the show, but we've got pressing matters that we kind of have to attend to at the same time. We'll delve into the first one. And before we do that, actually, if anyone wants to get involved with the show, get in touch, say happy birthday to Reese.
Yes.
Or say not so happy birthday to Reese. If Reese has done something wrong to you,
call me out.
Call him out. Call him out.
Call
Send
out.
For me Send. On my birthday. That's what I want.
There you go.
I want you all to say the meanest shit that you can possibly say about me today.
Let's see how interesting this can get. Email us hump@fubarradio or tweet to us @fubarradio and add a little hashtag if you want. Reese's birthday, Renzel's birthday, Renzel B Day.
Fuck Rez.
Fuck Rez, yeah, that's a good
boy.
One.
Reese boy was that's what you not, like. That's what he likes to be called the most.
That's the ultimate insult. So
no,
don't
do you know
that.
What the worst thing is? I started, as you will know, I'm having a little party on.
How would I know that?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have Instagram, do you?
Don't use Instagram, no. So I don't know about this.
So Abby knows.
She knows about it. She told me about it. But
I know,
been,
she yeah. knows. I'm not knows. Fond of asking.
I've not been invited.
So there you have, but I just forgot that you don't have Instagram. Anyway, because I started a little Instagram group message, and somebody has called me Reese in it in front of 30 other people.
Have they been sort of ousted from the group?
No, because I can't oust them from the group, but I've not said anything to them. But when I see them in person,
oh right, it's one of those. It's not a social media hype.
No,
this is real life hype
on site.
This is IRL.
Yeah,
okay. It's about to get IRL. Shit got IRL. So let's get into this story about a man who used an anglerfish stomach to masturbate and ended up in hospital. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know more.
Yeah, I definitely want to know more. A man who posted step-by-step updates as he pleasured himself with the stomach of an anglerfish ended up in hospital.
In a series of posts on 2Channel, the anonymous masturbator from Japan told users that he works with anglerfish on a regular basis and decided to wank with a fish's stomach out of curiosity. He described how he had taken precautions, carefully disinfecting the raw fish organ using salt and ethanol before rubbing it against his penis.
Salt and ethanol on your penis.
Jesus. The detailed statuses ended with a photo of him wearing the stomach on his hand as though it were a glove.
After, before or after he had wanked into it, as it says here.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
probably after.
Accompanying
the image was a short caption. I'm taking off my pants now.
I have wanked into a few things in my time.
Like what?
I'll be honest with you.
Like what?
Old socks, towels, tissue, my hand.
Glove?
No.
Anglerfish stomach?
But yeah, no, never, ever, ever anglerfish stomach.
What?
But he says he works with them closely.
Wow, I know.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
I work with you two close. I'm not
not going to wank into me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to wank into either of our stomachs. No, thank you.
Why, not without a fight, anyway.
Oh, no, you'd have to be dead.
You have to wank over my dead body.
Yeah.
I've never heard of an anglerfish before, but I've never heard it mentioned so many times in my life on this article. It's very specific that it's an anglerfish.
It's all mad.
The best stomach.
Also, I like how I mentioned that, and even though it's my birthday, you two were so quick to say I'm not allowed to wank into you. That was bang. Yeah, on my birthday as well, guys.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm just lucky your birthday comes every 4 years, to be fair, because it's not something I'm looking forward to annually.
No.
Do you know what I mean? However, all did not go according to plan, as he later revealed in a follow-up that he had to check himself into hospital after coming down with pain in his penis. Don't say coming down like it was like accidental, you fucking prick.
He's just put salt and ethanol onto something.
Do you know what I mean? Coming down with something is like, oh, look at me, so I've caught a virus, you know,
not my
fault, or just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You were in the wrong fish at the wrong time.
Look at that. The picture, the anglerfish stomach, it looks like...
To be fair, it looks like a black and white image of hand with no fingers.
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
No, it does. But I guess that's what a fish stomach looks like. How?
I don't even know which way to look at this.
It looks like he's about to spin it on his hand like that, and it's going to become a pizza.
Yeah, I don't understand what is what in this photo, to be perfectly honest with you. Doctors apparently diagnosed the man with urethritis and inflammation of the urethra, and put him on a course of antibiotics. It's believed he caught a parasitic infection during his wank. The man said he also has to keep applying ointment to his penis in order to soothe the stinging sensation when he urinates. Despite this less than positive experience, the man said he was keen to try masturbating with a dead squid.
Well, you know, if at first you don't succeed, you got to try again.
Try to get psychological help.
If you had to masturbate with the stomach of an anglerfish or a dead squid, which one would you go for?
Allowed to pick like another kind of fish?
Which fish?
I'm thinking more like a koi carp or an angel fish or a Japanese fighter fish. One of the good, the pretty ones.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not really thinking about fish at all when wanking.
No. Would it be a danger wank if you did it with a piranha? Because they're quite deadly. Like, would that be considered to be that?
Only if the piranha had forbade you to wank and he was about to come into the room at any moment.
I mean,
a really strict anti sort of masturbation piranha.
Well, you've just showed that you know nothing about piranhas.
Why?
Then, actually,
or danger
because
wanks.
You will know that piranhas don't actually. If you could get in to a pool full of piranhas and they wouldn't eat you.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they after?
But you could get into a tank of piranhas and they would eat you.
No. If you were bleeding, yeah.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's the catalyst.
If you just get in as normal, you are absolutely fine. They will not even come near you. They won't
really?
Even bother you. Yeah.
Say if they're hungry.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't eat you.
Would they not?
No.
Well, I'm not really going to test out your theory, to be fair. If I'm ever presented with the opportunity to get into a vat or tank full of piranhas, I'm not going to think, well, Reece said it's fine.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need to, because Robson Green has already done that experiment for you.
Ex-soldier Robson Green?
Yeah, he doesn't
have you know what River Monsters?
What's that fishing show?
Oh,
River Monsters.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the first ever episode of River Monsters is about piranhas. I've watched too much
Robson
River Monsters.
Robson Green's the dark-haired one, isn't it?
From Robson
Green. No, he's great. You're thinking of Jeremy Wade.
No, I'm thinking of Jerome, because there was the Robson and Jerome. They were two ex-soldier actors who formed a pop duo.
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody. And it was a banger, to be fair. They smashed it.
You know, it was Simon Cowell behind that.
I don't give a shit who was behind it. It was amazing. Like, I'm not going to... You know what I mean? Usually I'll be like, oh, Simon Cowell. But to be fair, Simon Cowell smashed it out of the park with this one.
Yeah, they had a couple up on the roof. They did as well.
Oh, yeah. When all the world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me today. Up on the roof.
It's my birthday, and you're ruining Robson Green for me.
Yeah, they didn't do any birthday songs. I'd sing those.
Not yet.
Robson Green jumped into a lake in like Sri Lanka or something, full of piranhas, to prove that they wouldn't eat you.
I reckon they'd heard the song.
Yeah,
and they didn't want to eat him because they're like, "What? That's one half of Robson and Jerome. What are you doing? Do you know what I mean? There were piranhas holding other piranhas back.
We're like, we want another hit from them.
Do you know what I mean? They ain't made a tune in time. He's doing this bullshit documentary fuckery, trying to expose us to the world. Just drop another tune.
Singing. Do you remember? You may or may not do. I don't know how often you get pedicures, but a few years ago there was quite the trend for people to go and get their dead skin eaten off,
nibbled off by these fish.
I thought it was a piranha.
No, it weren't piranhas. It was. I can't remember what they're called. Maybe just nibble fish.
Do you remember that? They bit the dead skin off their feet.
It's
not like...
It's still a thing.
Trend. Yeah, I'm going to say I still see it a lot.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been done.
Well, there was definitely... It was definitely at the forefront of the mainstream kind of mainstream media at one point. But yeah, I've seen Instagrams of people still getting it done.
Would you have it done? I'd be too scared, I think.
No, forget that.
Yeah.
But little fact for you, piranhas are scavengers and not hunters. They attack dead meat rather than live animals.
Okay.
And then the same thing, humans aren't part of the piranhas' diet, which is why they don't eat.
Fair play.
Well, gararufa fish nibble away for around 15 to 30 minutes. I assume that's on your feet.
Yeah. Is that the ones that, they're the little ones that nibble on your feet?
Horrible, I think.
Apparently, it feels like it feels really ticklish.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They kind of suck. It's kind of more a sucking than a biting.
Have you ever had a fish suck your finger or anything like that?
I haven't, no, I'll be honest. Have you?
Really?
I can't believe that's even a question.
I mean, sorry, you have a lot of people. I thought I'm missing out.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah. Well, what's it like?
It's all right.
I suppose if you put your if you put your hand in the like the canal, even maybe maybe a fish would come along and maybe gather a little
your finger.
Yeah, investigate. It's not got arms.
My dad used to have koi carp.
Yeah,
so we'd go to like a lot of koi carp buries. I don't know what
carperies. Toby Carpery.
And when you feed the fish or put your hand in the tank, they've got like 6 foot big fish that will just like suck your hand and stuff. And
oh, fair. Yeah. If I was like a fish salesman, I'd set up an Instagram or Twitter only service that if you wanted a fish, you'd have to send me a message and call it Carpe DM. Give me a motherfucking ding!
Don't take it back.
No, I can't.
You can't take a ding back.
I feel like you were waiting for that to come out. I think you've had.
How could I be waiting for that?
You wrote that before the show, and then he's been saying little key words to make me talk about fish.
It was an elaborate scheme. I'm that good a psychologist that I can engineer conversations with just implanting a little. It's like Inception, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
can't wait to hear the next story of when he does wank with the dead squid.
That will probably be less dangerous. I don't think squid have any. Well, they've got squid emit ink, don't they?
Yeah.
Like octopi.
Yeah.
Octopi.
Yeah. But if he puts salt and ethanol again, he's probably going to still have the same problems, isn't he?
Yeah. Interesting fact as well. The ink that octopi, or is it octopi? Octopussies, man. Octopussies.
Octopussials. What? Sorry.
The squid, the ink that they emit sometimes can be so toxic that it can kill them if they don't get out.
Yeah,
of
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, there is a... I'm just going to waste everyone's time here because I
don't
remember the fact.
No fact too big or small?
No, it's not even a fact. I was just going to say there's something. Something's bigger than a squid's brain, or a squid's brain is smaller than a pound coin.
What?
Or something like that.
That's unfortunate.
It's something like it's on the lid of
a
Snapple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snapple with a fact. I used to drink Snapple religiously, but I think I learned all the facts apart from that one.
Yeah, you used to bring them in here quite a lot.
Yeah,
you used to love us.
Got me into Snapples.
Mm.
Good.
But now I see that the next two are Purdy's, and you got me into a Purdy's, and I think if I'm going to get one of them drinks, and they're sat next to each other, it's going to be a Purdy's.
It's always going to be a Purdy's over
always.
A Snapple, I'm sorry. Purdy's makes you look a bit more distinguished.
I didn't even know they still made that.
Of course they do. That shit will never die. Me and Reese and I are the only purchasers, consumers of Purdy's?
Harley is a religious Purdy's drinker.
Okay.
Oh, and my mate Matt King.
Oh, that's four of us then.
Yeah.
The Purdy's four. If we ever go to prison and becomes a bit of a cause celebre, yeah, or a release, we'd like to be known as the Purdy's Four.
And Daniel Day-Lewis will play one of you in the film.
Definitely me.
For sure.
Obviously,
yeah,
me.
For sure. There was a film of the Guildford Four called In the Name of the Father, Reese, and Daniel Day-Lewis played one of the Guildford mm-hmm. Four.
We'll be the Purdy's
I'll
Four.
I'll pretend I know what everything and everyone
oh,
you said
okay.
then.
You know, yeah, you, yeah, you know who Daniel Day-Lewis is?
No.
Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah,
my
one.
Left foot.
Mm. Your left foot?
He played my left foot in a movie.
Big role there.
There will be blood. Like
never
big
heard of it.
Loads of Oscars.
Never heard. The Oscars?
Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, Lincoln.
I've been there. Yeah. Skegness, Lincolnshire. I've been there, yeah.
Well.
Shit.
I've never heard of anything that you've just mentioned.
The Guildford Four, presumably.
Never heard of the Guildford Four.
Okay, so they were accused of bombing IRA. They were found to be innocent. They were sent to prison mm-hmm. for a long time. You remember there was the... What
so
was the
wait,
sixth?
So this is a story about some guys that didn't do anything.
But they were in prison for a long time. They were in prison for a long time before the quakes got overturned.
Yeah.
And then there was the something six. Was it? I can't remember where there was... The Guildford Four, something... I don't remember.
Oh,
that,
my God. Yeah, I know... I can't remember what they were called either.
No, it's not Birmingham. I don't know. Anyway,
wait, wasn't it the Birmingham
Six?
It might
have been, I don't know.
I think it might have been the Birmingham Six.
Mm. We'll check that.
Yeah.
Let's go to a little song,
Let's indeed. You're on FUBAR Radio, and it is Michael Payne, Renzel Nottingham, and Sarah DeBunda in the house.
Yeah, yeah, this is my palace. Champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a motherfucking pussy riot. Or we gon' have to put them on a pussy diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there. Straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it pass fail. Sassy, classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. Kept us in the back of the store, we ain't hitting no more. Moonlit nigga, lit nigga. Already got the Oscar for the Costa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homies. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Geminati still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space on the damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it, made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Bond, never Jane Doe. And I Jane Go, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gonna need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, pan right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well, what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who twist the plot? Who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris? In the darkest hour, spoke truth to power. Made a fanjoid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind. And paint the city pink, paint the city pink. And tuck the pearls in, just in case the world in. And nigga down dog, nigga move back, take a seat, you are not involved. And hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fold them like origami. What's the way, baby, this a tsunami. For the culture, I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
Yeah, that's the sounds of Janelle Monáe with Django Jane. That song is creating a bit of a storm at the moment.
She's
Everyone's
back.
Loving that. She is back indeed. She's just great. Love Janelle Monáe. Mm. Love her. Well, let's get straight into another story. But in fact, before we do that, Anyone been up to anything interesting this week? And that's also a question for those listening as well. If you've been up to anything interesting, email us hump@fubarradio.com or tweet to us at @fubarradio.
And make sure you start the tweet with fuck Reese.
Yeah, or happy birthday, Reese.
Yeah, delete either or whatever. Yeah.
Or maybe both.
You could do both.
Could be his girlfriend that's tweeting. Happy birthday, Reese. Fuck you. I'm going to.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she doesn't tweet that. That'd be weird.
But what have you been up to? Has anyone been up to anything that beats my interesting week? Because I haven't had one, actually, to be fair.
Mine wasn't interesting, but this morning I was held prisoner by a cat. So
okay.
That's quite interesting.
Tell us more.
Well, my neighbours downstairs, I don't know if I mentioned, they're not really getting on. They live
with
together
each
a
other.
Couple. Yeah, they're really arguing quite a lot. So, like, yesterday morning when I was about to leave for work, they were having, like, you know the kind of row where you're like, I can't leave. Because if I walk and they're going to... They sound like they're taking the row to the front garden to have a shout. Like, I just have to sit here... Wait till this calms down before I can leave to go to work.
And was it a man and a woman rowing?
Yeah,
you can't really leave as well sometimes because you just don't know what's going to happen.
No, I don't know what's happening. So there was that. And then last night they all kicked off around 11:30, and there was some, like, I hear things smashing. I want to know what's going on, because all she keeps saying to him is, "You keep going on and on and on and on about this," but I want to know what it is that he keeps going on and on about. Mm. And so they have some cats which have always said are very much house cats. They have never been outside ever, and they like.
I thought you meant they like they've got man buns. And they're like shuffling in Huaraches with full sleeve tattoos.
And they're just house living cats. In the house. They're just living in there, these two guys that are house cats. But they have these, apparently there are such things as indoor cats that never go outside. What's the point of them?
It's not mine, but I live with one.
Why? That's surely horrible for the cat that it never gets to roam around.
All right, so the other week I said that the cat had gone missing on the radio. The cat came back. So that's why the cat went missing for 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so depending on the area you live in and that. Well, there's a lot of foxes in London.
That's true, but you want to... Well, this cat, though, I think it's her cat. So when she moved in, she brought some cats with her.
Some cats. Jesus.
There's about three.
Some cats. Yeah,
I see different ones in the window. Like, I don't know how many there are.
It's just one with beardy skates, like Mr. Ben. It's just got so many different outfits.
But when I feel like maybe he's annoyed with her, so he put the cat into, like, the porch area. So when I came down this morning, I was expecting there's just a cat there, and I started... But I couldn't get out, because if I opened the door, this cat looked ready to jump out the door. And if that cat goes missing and dies, that's my fault, isn't it, for letting the cat out?
Fuck that cat. You don't own that cat. That's not your cat.
I also looked a bit feral as well, to be honest.
You did?
No, I did.
I looked feral this morning when I saw the cat.
Yeah, before I saw this cat. So I was a bit like, I had to sort of wait and then try and, like, open the door, like, get myself out without disturbing the cat.
Yeah.
I was there for 20 minutes.
If you don't want to kind of walk in on an argument, so to speak, or interrupt an argument, you've just got to say it with your chest. You've just got to whistle.
Whistle?
Or sing to yourself.
A cat?
If you say, for instance, you hear a couple arguing and you think that somehow your paths are going to cross, just whistle or sing so that they know that you're there before they see you.
There's no
and then
they
stop arguing if they have any social skills.
I was having my music on. I was very much letting them know. I was putting my hair dryer on for no reason, just to, like, let them know that I was
all
there.
All the noisy things you could possibly do.
Yeah, so to know. And But I feel like in punishment, he's putting this cat in this place for her.
Punishment? How is that punishing anyone?
It's just in a little porch
I'll move
area.
Your fucking cat again.
Yeah, maybe. So that was good, but I don't know, I feel bad. I think they're going to break up. I hope so, anyway.
Who keeps the cats?
Well, she will take the cat. He's got a big dog.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I think I've encountered your neighbour or the smell of his dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Before.
Exactly.
When I came to yours that one time.
Not mine. I don't have dog smells. I don't have a dog. I would not have a dog in my flat, but...
Some downstairs. People just smell like they've got pets anyway.
Yeah, imagine if you just didn't have a dog.
Yeah, where's
just
the dog?
You smell
bars.
Like you've got pets.
Yeah, imagine walking into someone's yard and going, "So where's your dog?" And like, never had a pet.
Hate dogs.
Shit. Oh, okay, cool.
But some people do smell of cats. Like, you know a cat person.
I probably do.
I mean, you can tell. No, I don't smell
I can only tell
you.
Cat people from the incessant need to tell me that they love cats.
Yeah, like me. Like,
oh, no.
I can never. No, no. I only know you love cats because of your Instagram.
And because I bang on about
you
it
do
on
bang
Instagram.
On about cats.
I've already mentioned since we've been in here that I live with cats.
But I wouldn't. I don't know. I couldn't kind of put my finger on who owns a cat based on scent.
Well, I left a date once because he smelled of cats.
Wow.
I couldn't. There's nothing to be done there. Like, I could. He can't go around to his flat if he's gonna. If it has that.
He smells of cats.
Imagine if he didn't have cats as well. He'd smell of them.
Be like, that's well, you need something going on. This is medical. This is time for a doctor.
There is that fish odor disease, isn't there?
I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes you smell like cats though.
What? You just smell like fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's
but it's like putrid, and you have to, and so people who have it have to shower and wash like every hour. And they don't even get the smell fully off after.
Damn, so
yeah,
you can't have a job if you have to work from home.
There was a documentary probably on Channel 4 or 5.
Fishmonger.
Fishery. You might as well embrace it.
Billingsgate Market.
Yeah.
Fish odor syndrome is a genetic disease. Symptoms are often present from birth. Fish odor syndrome is categorized by offensive body odor and the smell of rotting fish due to the excessive
excretion.
Yeah, but what's the next word?
Trimethylaminuria. TMA, brackets TMA.
In urine, TMI. Sweat and breath of affected individuals.
Oh, individual. God, the sweat and urine, sweat and breath.
Yeah.
I feel like that's... No.
I feel like Billingsgate Market should exclusively employ people with this disorder just so that, you know, they have jobs. Gosh. And they're all kind of... thriving in the same place.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit fascist, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
They should just employ them there.
Yeah.
But I don't mind fish. I like a bit of salmon. But I don't necessarily... You know when you go through like markets and there's a fish store? And you're like, oh, God. Especially if it's like a summer's day.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you'd feel if somebody worked with you next to you, say, at a desk that smelled of rotting fish, it says
Jesus.
There. Not just fish, rotting fish. I feel bad.
I feel super bad.
But in this documentary that you saw, Reese, did they have jobs?
Yeah.
I say they like they're another species. Did the people who were afflicted with this?
There was a woman who had it and her son had it, and then she would have breaks at work to be able to go wash, and she'd pick up her son and they would and then wash him and herself and then take him back to school like every hour or whatever it was.
Shit, you'd have to have homeschooling after a while. I can't begin leaving school every hour.
There's different levels on it of it as well. Like some people can just mask it, do you know what I mean? And just
with some chips. Sorry.
Bit of vinegar.
Sorry, that was mean.
No.
You can, actually, lemon's quite good on fish.
Yeah, lemon. I'd always just carry a half a lemon.
Yeah, just
and just squeeze it on my head.
Yeah, Reese is not.
You might smell like Sif. Yeah, that's something. No, because
you smell like the scampi and lemon flavour of knickknack.
So nice.
Is inviting that smell.
So one time there was these two youths at my school having a fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I seen it popping off, and I knew one of the kids, so I was like, I'll split it up. Mm-hmm. And I went to grab one of the kids. And as I went to grab him, like, I just grabbed him by his, like, collar or whatever to, like, pull him up. But, like, my hand, like, rubbed against his neck and it was, like, super greasy.
Oh.
And then after, my hand smelt of, like, that lemon Sif. And from then on, oh, mate, I can't even think about it now. Oh. You ever got so drunk off a drink that even thinking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what lemon Sif to me reminds me of, the smell of that kid's neck and, like, the greasy tail. And I can't!
What? Was it greasy because he's rubbing lemon on it?
I don't know. How do you get... I don't know.
What's the moral? Don't grab people's necks.
I didn't want to grab his... I was doing the right thing.
He was.
That's true.
It turned out to be the wrong thing.
Yeah, the worst.
You're doing the right thing at the wrong time.
Well, if you could smell of anything all the time, what would it be?
Versace Eros, which is exactly what I smell of all the time anyway. So yeah,
this is going to be a controversial one, and I don't know if they make it anymore, but Burberry Weekend?
Not heard of that.
Why would they not make it? Is it not a smash hit?
Some scents do get discontinued.
And it was around the time that Dupe, when everywhere just smelt like Dupe for a bit, remember that? And then people would have like those Burberry jeans with the turn-ups with the Burberry pattern, and it was around them times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it must have died out with like t-shirts with big like Dolce and Gabbana in massive.
Yes. Try the perfume shop. I can still buy Iceberg twice there, and I can't find that anywhere else.
Okay.
And I can still find Versace blue jeans there as well. Which is actually the fragrance that I usually smell of, not Versace Eros. I was in Berlin recently and I bought Versace Eros from the airport. So for the foreseeable future I will be smelling of Eros, but then I go back to blue jeans.
Okay.
which you can only get at the perfume shop. Well, no, you can't, but it's the cheapest there.
Yeah.
Most likely to find it there. So yeah, try there, Burberry Weekend. And anyone else that's looking for it as well, who's been inspired by this riveting conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you smell of?
Yeah, Nat.
What would I like to smell of?
Yeah. Cookies.
Money.
Money.
No,
I smell
money
like money.
Rank.
Money smells disgusting, especially dollars. Have you ever smelled dollars?
No, I have never sniffed
dollars
money.
Dollars stink.
Why are you sniffing money?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
You never held coins
it.
In your hand and then...
Oh, your hand
yeah,
smells.
Yeah, they smell of metal and
you
nastiness.
You smell like two peas. Is that what you're telling me?
Rusty.
Dead-ass coppers.
No, that is horrible, actually. You have to wash your hands off.
Yeah.
Well, I do anyway, because I know about the germs. I've read enough things about the germs.
Money
the germs
must be the most nasty surface known to man. Right.
Yo, it's been... Imagine how many coins a person... how many people a coin has been through?
Yeah.
That's hands.
Yep.
Right next to someone sweaty. They could have disco minge. They could have like
Sorry?
Sitting down bollocks. Do you know what I mean? They could have
those thing.
Can I ask what disco minge is?
Sweaty disco minge.
What's that?
You know, you've been having a little boogie all night and then you get that sweaty gusset and then it's
like bum meat, but
don't
at
say
the
word gusset ever.
Or like if I'd been sat down on my arse all day, got super vinegary bollocks for the day. Do you know what I mean? I've got that pound coin right next to him just picking up some of that scent. Next person's hand. And then I see people just counting the change. Just like, yeah, I put that in my teeth and I think,
how could you? Money is the I can't even eat after I've handled money without washing my hands.
Yo, I've woke up before and I've had like a coin stuck to me that's like some way somehow made it into my bed. I must have sweated on that all night.
Yeah.
And then someone's gonna put that in their mouth, not even knowing me and my body sweat.
Okay, well, I can tell you on coins, they also identified vaginal bacteria, microbes from mouths, DNA from pets, and other viruses.
There you
go. I told you, sorry, sweaty disco ming.
Imagine swabbing a coin, the shit you'd find.
But you wouldn't put it in, like, putting it in your mouth, you're at risk for all kinds of things.
When I think about the fact that when I was a kid, I swallowed a coin, it nearly makes me physically sick.
Yeah. I swallowed a 5p and I never saw it come back out again.
Did you not?
No. I swallowed a 5p, a ball bearing, and an earring all in 1 week when I was 15.
Oh, yeah, you said last you show, said
yeah.
It's
I'm
just
a mess.
Festering in your belly.
Yeah.
Still in there. Okay, has anyone else been up to anything interesting?
I've had a birthday.
It is your birthday today.
It is. It's ongoing.
Yeah, true. I'm having a birthday right now. I'm having a birthday
today
right now.
Today is your birthday. It's all about you. Today is your birthday. Go ahead. Today is your birthday. What you gonna do? I wanna celebrate all day. Me too. Today is your birthday. It's all about you.
Hey.
Today is your birthday. Go and act a fool. Today is your birthday. What you gonna do? I'm gonna
Get
celebrate
hot.
All day. Me too.
Yay. Who is that?
I've no idea.
It's not Kermit.
It's just Happy Birthday Rap, the number one hip hop birthday song.
The number one, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's number one in the charts. I think it's just like the overall. There was that and Kermit.
Number one is in piss.
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Shout out to whoever that is.
And shout out to me.
Big shout out to Reese on his birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
Renzel, not Reese. Sorry.
So I'm having Reese. A birthday. That's ongoing.
Actually, sorry, while we're on the subject of interesting things, I've seen two interesting films quite recently.
Are they about me?
Yes. Black Panther. The first one.
Yeah, that
definitely
one's
about
definitely
you.
About me.
Your story, the story about your journey from Wakanda.
Exactly.
Which I won't comment on too much because obviously everybody knows that it's a wicked film.
I need
and
to see it.
You
I
do.
Need
it's,
to see
it's,
it.
It's amazing. The, you know, the hype it hasn't died down yet. Great film. But I went to see The Shape of Water the other day.
Oh, now I am interested for that because I like Guillermo del Toro, the director. And I do like, what's her name on it? Sally Hawkins.
Sally Hawkins.
I like the cast.
Did you know, interesting fact about Guillermo del Toro, there's one guy that plays all the monsters.
Oh,
it's the same guy.
But
I can't remember his name.
Okay.
I think it might be Greg something. No, it's not. But this guy plays all of Guillermo del Toro's monsters.
But this film has got mixed opinions about it. Some love it, some hate it. Because basically, she falls in love with a fish.
She falls in love with an aquatic being, a godlike aquatic being.
This film sounds stupid as fuck already.
Mate, it's weird. It's set in the 50s, I think.
Right.
So there's still, obviously, like lots of racial tension, which makes Octavia Spencer's character very important. She's got one of the lead roles.
I like her.
I love her in the film. She's great.
Mm.
She's great. She's got the most talking parts in the film, I reckon.
Okay.
And she's amazing as kind of the support a support actress to Sally Hawkins.
Sally Hawkins, yeah.
Sally Hawkins is a mute, so she never talks. Yeah, she's a mute. And, yeah, she falls in love with an aquatic being who... an anthropomorphized aquatic being. So he's a man. You know, he stands on 2 feet. Okay. He's got arms, he's got a head. But he has 2 sets of breathing apparatus, so he can breathe on land and in water.
This is getting stupid by the it's fucking mad. Minute.
But he's always in water.
He's usually in water. You know, they find him in water. They find him in the one of the rivers in South America. Can't remember what river it was. Probably the Amazon.
Probably
the most famous river in South America. Where you can get good books and electronics as well.
Yeah.
But do they go on dates? Does he speak? Does he speak?
He doesn't speak, but they do. But the thing is, he's very, very intelligent. Oh. No, he's actually really intelligent, and he picks up on sign language incredibly fast. So they do have a kind of language that they use, which is basically sign language, because he has hands. Mm. But the thing is, you know, this is all very kind of fairy tale and, like, you know, out of the ordinary. But she fucks him, so that's not a spoiler, really.
Do you see this? Is there a sex scene?
There's not a sex scene, but there is a scene where she tells Octavia Spencer's character, she gives her a bit of a muted blow-by-blow account.
He has genitals.
He does have genitals, and she explains how they work using sign language as well at one point in the film.
Does she do it in the tank with him?
Is it like that?
But the thing is, what I like about the film... What I do like about the film, you know, after I've obviously presented the film with all the sort of weird bits that I just... Well, the main weird bit that I just couldn't get my head around.
The storyline.
What I do like about the film is that everybody has their own... Everybody's marginalised because of something, you know. Mm. Her best friend is a gay man, and it's in the 50s. So, obviously, homosexuality, I think, is even still illegal at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he's an older gay man as well, who works for an ad agency. He's been ousted from the ad agency because of, I think, his alcoholism. He's very vulnerable in that he's trying to kind of make his way in the world as a homosexual, but he makes sexual advances and he's almost beaten up and stuff like that. So you see how he's kind of within the margins of society. Obviously, there's this aquatic being... That is, then there's Octavia Spencer's character, a black woman.
Right.
There's the mute, Sally Hawkins. There's, and all these people got their own battles.
Huh? Hellboy in it.
No, Hellboy's not in it, but there's a Russian spy in it as well, who's assimilated himself to American culture. And he's because during that period, there was the space race.
Yeah.
Going on between the Russians USSR.
And the US.
Yeah, exactly. And there was all sorts of espionage kind of going on to try to destroy the campaigns of each kind of nation. But the film, I enjoyed it, but I couldn't get my head around the fact that they make it obvious that this relationship is more than romantic. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's actually very sexual as well.
Oh, okay. They definitely...
She's nude quite a lot in the film.
Oh, okay. What is it called?
Someone's woken up over there.
She's
okay.
Nude. She's nude a lot. And she masturbates, like, a lot. In the first 2 minutes of the film, she's masturbating. First 20 seconds of the opening credits, she's masturbating in the bath.
Okay.
To be fair, for the first 2 minutes of a film, I'm normally masturbating anyway.
To be fair, that's the thing. It's kind of life imitating art a little bit, isn't it?
That's why I don't really go to many cinemas anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
So I might wait for that to come on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
I might do.
I think see it in a cinema.
Maybe.
I think see it's a good film. It's cinematically, I think it's great. It's beautifully shot, I think. The monster's great.
Doug Jones.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Doug Jones.
Well,
he's
well
been the
done.
Monster in Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I once watched Drop Dead Fred. So.
Good film.
Yeah.
Rick Mayall.
Yeah,
that's
and
a good film.
And Phoebe Cates from Gremlins. She's in Gremlins.
Yeah, Gremlins, another good film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, okay. That's a great film from what, the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was discussing Gremlins with my girlfriend this morning, actually.
Has she not seen it?
She has. But there's a conspiracy theory that the Gremlins represent black people because, and it's like really racist because.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, but I said I don't believe it. Reason being, the gremlins are like riotous little animals that don't. So they say, oh, you know, there are parallels because black people don't like getting wet, and the gremlins don't like getting wet. But
true,
it's no, but it's actually Gizmo, the cute gremlin, who gets wet and turns into a
he's so
a
cute,
gremlin.
And then what is it? Don't feed him after midnight. Don't feed him.
Never heard that. Black people not allowed to eat.
You
after
know what I mean? There's the age old stereotype of black people that they can't eat after midnight. That's why you never see them in late night restaurants.
And don't take a photograph of Gizmo either. There was that too.
Don't ever take a photo of a black people. Have you ever seen a photo of a black person?
Never.
That's why Jesus was never photographed, and everyone thinks he's white.
Right.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
So actually, I think it is about black people, gremlins. Now you've said that.
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion that yeah.
That's what they were.
But it was the lack of attention, I think, to the details that made whoever came up with this conspiracy theory come up with it. And maybe they should just look within themselves and realize that they're actually the racist ones. Because they don't like feeding black people after midnight.
Right. So there was these statues, little ornaments in my flat, right? And one of them is in a white gown with a big pointy white hood.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is in a black gown with a black pointy hood and the red jacket. And then there's the black and purple one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Covered with the eye holes, everything. So me and my flatmate, Daisy, spoke about it and was like, not sure these are okay to have ever even been made. No, let alone put them in our house. My other housemate, Zoe, who is black, came home and we said, she was like, yeah, what the fuck, wow. So then our fourth flatmate, is away at the moment and they're hers. So we just smashed them up last night with a hammer.
Oh.
Turns out they're actually Catholic priests.
Oh, God. You better buy some more.
With, like, mitres on.
Yep. And these are from South Africa. Oh, mum bought them.
It's probably the Pope, the white one, wasn't it? Or something,
yeah.
Now you think about it.
Some holy figure or a bishop or something.
Yeah.
Because bishops wear mitres that are pointy at the top.
But the thing is, it's covering, like, the whole face. And like.
Yeah, there
like
are these weird religions that have.
And they were around before the KKK, apparently, as well. And do you know Jim Caesar?
Yeah, of course.
Who is it? Was Jim Caesar?
He's Julius Caesar's great 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 grandson.
It's good that you know. I think he's not a singer as well.
He is.
I think he's been in here actually.
Mm-hmm. Makes great dog food.
Yeah, he does. And salads. But yeah, Jim came around and we were telling him the story last night. He went, you sure they're not those Catholic priests? There's a religion that's been around. It's like they get like that at Christmas. Yeah. It's been around before the Ku Klux
I've seen
Klan.
Pictures of these
yeah,
people.
And then Googled it. Yeah, no, it's them.
Yeah, shit.
Well, the moral here is check before you smash.
Yeah.
I think.
The moral is fuck all religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think I was in the wrong, actually.
No, it's religion. It's religion that's in the wrong.
I shouldn't have made that.
Not even the KKK, it's religion.
Yeah.
But that said, religion's to blame for the KKK as well, but that's another story.
Yeah.
And are they not Catholic?
They're Christian, but I don't think they hate Jews.
Really?
Yeah, they despise Jews almost as much as they despise black people.
Yeah, they
almost.
Do. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are they despising everyone? Imagine how much. Imagine having to hate all of them.
It's
people.
Such hard work.
It's tiring.
And was it like. Who did they hate first? Jewish people or black people?
I asked a good question. Probably Jewish people.
Because they were hating Jews all this time. There's so many Jewish people. They've got all this hatred. And now they're like, oh, I'm black people. And they're like,
oh, not them too. Fuck. All right. Fuck niggas.
Well. But they've not liked black people for a long time because obviously back in what the 50s, even before that, they were that's when they were putting the burning crosses on people's lawns and hanging people on trees.
See, that seems like a lot of effort as well.
Too much effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of goes into it.
I don't know, like the less effort you put into something, the more offensive it is. So if someone was to come up to you and go, oh, you fucking knobhead, you'd be like, all right. But if someone's like, oh, you're a penis, you'd be like, whoa, all right, who are you? That's...
Like, what I want to know is who, how, like, that. Who used to be in charge of washing the whites?
when it came.
Do you know what I mean? Who was like, you know, like the kit man or for a football team, the guy that, like, after like they did a little lynching or, you know, a hanging, who went, all right, guys, make sure you hand in your clan's uniforms to me so my wife can wash them and stuff. And obviously by then, it was all washed by hand.
So they was hanging out on the line.
She's just there in the living room with listening to the wireless with the mangle out. Yeah.
If anything, they would be the most likely person to join the civil rights movement. They'd be like, I can't take all this washing anymore.
Actually, no, I'm not even racist.
Oh, let's get into a little song.
Let's do it. It's Foo Bar
Radio. Yo. Manifested this one man come through in all black, adjust nick something limelight rubber, the limelight tea for them man are busy running on the reefer. They never got a memo that a fellow from the south spitting ether. So either they deaf or they dumb, if neither they mocking it. They rock a side city for the feature, they gimmicky, they relevant for now and no longevity. The remedy for that is how you body rhythm readily. So whoa, I ain't gotta study how another brother flow. Listen to a legend, make a better rapper grow. Better for competitors than living with a pro. Swinging with a Donny, you're swinging without a G. Man's really in a hurry to build up another lead. Really in another lead, looking at the esteem, considering every challenge resulting in a defeat. They beat the beat, I eat the beat, then beat the beat, I cheat the beat right, I beat the beat. Betray me and die, you be the bold cat, you're in between fight. Running a muck, I'd rather be shutting down. She's sucking and satin and then she ducking out. I done a show with the baddest man about. I turn a gunner into a daffodil. The man, they're old in L's, the man ain't old in Z's. And that's fact, them man, I already tell them I'm too much for them try rev. Like, why you try rev? About revving my face on a Sunday till I hit man with an awkward leg, awkward elbow, top of the head, like boom, bow, put him to bed. Like Joe Rogan said, a man like me ain't seen that in a thousand fights. Man got clocked with a vibrant right and a hesitant left. Is a man still alive? Watch how I jump on a tune with Dill and a real deal. Them man all hype, got a man feeling all diddy and white. No diddy, no dally, I'm thick out the light. Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? About revving my face on a Sunday till I hit man with an awkward leg, awkward elbow, top of the head, like boom, bow, put him to bed. Why you try rev?
How you gonna come and try rev? How you gonna act like I'm not ahead and you're stuck on the red? You're easily red, like you're playing dead. I'm a rebel, I'm ready whenever my level is heavy. You're light as a feather, I beg. Beg, you know I'm a celeb, but I'm dreading I'll put you to bed for some shit that you should've just thought, but you said, cause you're a pleb. Only concern should be getting this bread. Are you pulling my leg? Gone in the head, copper and lead, he dropped and he bled. Go get a doctor, I sent for the med. You should've fled, Dylan departed. Look how you gone and you started. You bumper clock, should've been smart, but you were retarded instead. Use your brain, don't lose your lane. Maintain, refrain from saying my name, and I'll do the same. And everything'll be right as rain. Don't go against the grain, cause I could get a little off the chain. Gassed up on my own, no shame, like I'm off the mains. They're looking at me like I'm at the wrong stop, and I got no ticket, I'll just hop the train. What have I got to gain? Already gained the fame, already cop the range. I come through like Doctor Strange. Tell a lame, miss me with the games, I don't entertain. Cocaine flow in your vein, but I bring the pain. Give me the long story short, don't make me strain, so I can see it all clear and plain. I'm not a plain Jane, I got Jane insane, hopping on the cane. She give me top, then I rock it again. She give me bright and dome. I'm up bright and early with a brighter bone. Even when I'm in Rome, I feel right at home. The beat got me in a tighter zone. I could have jumped on your heart, but I like my own. And I'm kind of grown. I heard ocean wisdom said somebody better get that boy on the phone. Let him do what he does. Don't change one tone. Just leave him alone.
Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? About revving my face on a Sunday till I hit man with an awkward leg, awkward elbow, top of the head, like boom, bow, put him to bed. Why you try rev? 18, I was AD with a break beat lately, man, I make P from a G. Hopefully, man, I wrote down a couple notes on me. Oh, did he not? He don't know about me. Okay, low kiddy, man, and note on me. And then globally fan them and roll for me. Eyes on the beat, okay, man, and one show for me. They're a dope buddy, by the way, they facilitate what I do. Bait and an antidote for me, we be high road for me. And I didn't ride down on a waste, man, wave. It's a wild world, buddy, you should probably learn from me. I'll be showing you the ropes where you're trying to just rave. Why hell, buddies, they are not that gully when you could be summoning the best of the greats. No sales dummy, that is not that funny when you got to rely on the O for the cake. They'll fuck it, then my phone, okay, the day away. I get up and I made a paper, then I get the present on a puss. Luckily, the way they gravitate to what I'm doing, got them reaching in their pocket, dedicated to the cause. Cause they feel a man, I follow a man, I run around the city like an animal, I put them on a pause. Cause their man, and one is raw, as they thought they was. I'm on a Wu Tang vibe on tour, better spliff and let me talk. I ain't fiddling with pork, licking on a line, ripping something broad, that's savagery. Man, been on it since Mark and Valerie. This bar cost man calories, smashing the tie. Eubank swag, get a bang in the mouth. Junior swag, hold 25 more. Wiz be a fan of just having it out. I run up a tab, I told on the sweat. Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? Why you try rev? About revving my face on a Sunday till I hit man with an awkward leg, awkward elbow, top of the head, like boom, bow, put him to bed. Why you try rev?
FUBAR Radio and UN Women UK will be hosting a live 24-hour radio show.
Exactly 24 hours.
Starting on Friday, the 9th of March from 5pm.
As part of the He For She Arts Week, this will be a fundraising event. All the proceeds are going to UN Women in the UK to change the reality for women and girls globally.
Pitch Talk presenter Rachel Downey will host a 24-hour radio show.
With loads of FUBAR presenters and an incredible lineup of guests.
Helping her through the marathon show.
24 hours.
So join Rachel Downey and her guests on Friday the 9th of March for the FUBAR Radio 24-hour show.
Part of UN Women UK He For She Arts Week.
We'll see you on the 9th of March.
24 hours.
Yeah, you heard it. Make sure you're tuned in on the 9th of March.
Next week. Next Friday, starting at 5pm.
Mm-hmm. For a 24-hour marathon show with Rachel Downey.
Yep.
Featuring like a whole heap of guests, including myself and Reese are going to be passing through.
Yeah.
I'm sure Natalie's going to be passing through.
I'll be here.
The rest would be spoiler alerts, so just tune in.
We're going to be announcing. We've got lots of nice, interesting people coming in.
I might bring a little guest through with me, potentially.
I might try and find an old marathon bar.
Right.
Before, remember Snickers was called Marathon before? I might try and find one of them.
Not in my lifetime, but I did know that.
True. Cool. Well, yeah, we're welcome. Obviously, I have to run all guests past the UN so that they vetted them carefully. But
I'm not actually bringing anyone.
We've had some.
So we can't have Robert Mugabe.
I think they'd probably say no to him. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, surprising.
Yeah, I know.
I should quickly make a phone call.
Cancel. Stand down. Cancel the flight. But yeah, so it starts at 5, but then lots of people are coming on. Lots of guest co-hosts are coming on as well.
Jeez.
Like the Manor are coming in, I think, to
amazing.
Do a bit of an hour, a little slop there from them. Got Eva Lazarus is coming. I think actually when YouTube might be, she's going to come in and perform. Franco Fraze is coming in to perform. We've got
some of
Savages. I don't know if you know who Savages
are. Yeah, of course.
They're coming in and
perfect band.
Is that about Mick, Phil, Joe and Aaron that lived at the end of my street, the Savages? Is that where they're coming in?
These are women Savages, aren't they?
Yeah,
women Savages.
That didn't sound too good, I know.
They're the women Savages, not the
female Savages.
And loads of other people, which I can't. Oh, and also I went out and recorded something with Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes.
Of course
this
you did.
On Monday.
Of course you
lovely
did.
Guy, mm-hmm. And he was very into it and was like, "It's a very cool project."
So. Don't give up.
We had the discussion with you last week where we know that you know Last Night by The Strokes.
Yes.
If you remind me how it goes.
Please.
Last night, she said, oh, baby, I feel so down.
Yeah.
Yes, big tune.
Dun, dun, dun.
People, they don't understand.
Yes.
They ain't never going to understand shit.
It's a tune.
Massive tune. Massive tune.
But yeah, definitely tune in next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Friday,
yeah. That'll be a bag of fun.
Absolutely. In the meantime, a care home has hired pole dancers to keep its elderly residents entertained. Pictures from the latest performance show residents watching the dancers acrobatically spin around a metal pole in sports bras and knickers. It's been branded inappropriate by local councillors who said they were staggered by the choice of entertainment. But bosses at Fair Mile Grange Home in Christchurch, Dorset, defended its decision to hire the dancers.
No.
Wait, what?
I feel like I feel like it was more like, there can't be 10, you can't have a pole dancing 10-year-old. I'm going to clarify that with Kyra, because I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Why?
Yeah, they left off
a
10-year-old,
yeah, I think it's more like to be 100-year-old. You can't have a 10-year-old pole dancer.
Yeah, pole dancing's not necessarily
sexual.
A sexual thing, you know.
Is it not?
No.
But if they're dancing in their sports bras and knickers, I suggest that it is.
All right, cool, so, like...
Kyra, is it... on this pole dancing story... Is it serious? The youngest was a 10-year-old. Wow. Okay. And this story's got all kinds of sinister.
It puts it into a completely different lane, doesn't
it? Okay. Yep.
Izzy Nichols, the operations and quality director for Encore Care Homes, said, "At Fairmark Grange, relatives and residents requested more modern-style activities." Nothing more modern than noncing, is there?
No.
Residents were given several choices of activity and specifically chose for a local pole dancing company to perform. I see what Reese is saying. Obviously, like pole dancing, pole dancing was originally done by men as well.
Was it?
Yeah, men were the first pole dancers.
The maypole dancers.
It's like, do you know Ringo was in boxing?
Yeah,
they were originally men.
Really?
Yeah.
And geishas as well, originally men.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just surprised by this because, say, hold on, watching the dancers spin around a metal pole in sports bras and knickers, it's been branded inappropriate, I suggest, not because of that, because you've got a youngest being 10-year-old.
Yeah, she might not necessarily have been in sports bra and knickers. She might have been, like, you know, when you go to watch, like, modern dance classes
or whatever. Unitard, hopefully.
And, like, I would... It's not, like... Pole dancing isn't, like, say, a sexual thing. And
it became sexualized.
And being 10 years old and having that kind of strength and ability to be able to pole dance is actually very, very impressive.
Pole dancing is about your core strength, your...
Skimming through this to make sure we want to continue reading it. I'm seeing, I'm worried. I'm like, I should have read this one. There are different styles of pole dancing, but the style performed at this place was gymnastic and to music with a 1950s and 60s theme. Thank God.
Good,
okay,
yeah, right. Thank God. Whew. Because the thing is, even strippers on poles, have to commend them for the sheer athleticism, their agility, their strength, basically. I've seen there's a strip joint, a pole dancing venue opposite where I live called Metropolis, quite famous in the East End. And the best thing I've ever seen was a girl go to the top of the pole, and it's a really tall pole, and basically appeared to fall down, but then caught herself at the last moment while upside down, inches away from the ground, with just her thighs.
Wow.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
That is skill.
She could have done that fully clothed and I still would have been impressed.
Yeah. I think so. But if you were to go to a pole dancing sort of place, would you be surprised if they were in there in like a tracksuit or something?
No. If it was a pole dancing school, no. Or like just, or if it was just about the pole dancing, I wouldn't be surprised. But if it was just, if it was a strip venue,
right,
then I'd be very surprised if they were fully clothed and ended up fully clothed at the end of the routine. Because I'd give me my fucking pound back.
And most of strip clubs that have poles, they don't actually have... They're not as skilled in the actual pole dancing side of things as they are as the stripping side of things.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say on that. Stop looking at me. I feel awkward.
That's profound.
I mean, I've seen Magic Mike, and you know, like there is skill in stripping. There's a lot of dance routines. There's a lot of, you know, whipping the clothes off at the right time.
Yeah, knowing that you got to kind of go. I get the impression that you kind of got to go one for one, top and bottom, because otherwise you'll literally end up with like a coat, shirt, tie on, but your dick out.
Yeah,
just and shoes.
Right. So here's my problem: is I hate my feet,
right?
And I would.
Is that why you'd never be a stripper?
I can't.
If it wasn't for that.
I've always said I'd rather have my dick out than my feet out. 100%.
Not very helpful for sex, is it?
No, very helpful.
That's what I was going to say. Actually, I've been having sex wrong.
You got your feet out, but your dick away. And I couldn't. And it wouldn't be sexy if I was up on stage and I, you know. Top off, trousers off, pants off, but still got my Nike socks on. And
but I think if you're on stage and you got your dick out, I don't think anyone's going to be looking at your feet, mate.
And you just get a little pedicure beforehand; it'd be fine.
Well, to be honest with you, I'd be looking at my feet if my dick was out, mate.
Hey, I get it because he's got a dick on his feet.
Right, I see.
I'm joking. I've got a tiny penis.
Some of the male strippers, because I don't know if they still exist, but there was like the Chippendales, and they were huge.
Yeah, they do exist.
They were
still
huge for a while.
Did they strip though, or were they
not full nude?
They didn't do full Monty,
like
did they?
Like a G-string or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Or like
they were on the same news night thing as me.
What? The Chippendales?
Yeah. Or they might have been the week before, but it was still being discussed on the one I was on.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I think Fabio. Do you remember Fabio was from there?
Didn't know names. Famous. Went on first name terms.
Fabio.
I just used to... I thought they were just called Chippendale.
What? Yeah.
like the Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, the cartoon. There was Chippendale.
Chippendale. Do you know they used to live next door to a strip joint?
Chippendale.
Chippendale used to live next door to... In the opening credits, apparently... There's neon signs that say girls live, blah, blah, blah. They live next door to a strip joint.
Wow.
Genius.
Interesting fact.
Genius.
Absolutely genius.
Well, I do know that women get very excited around the sort of Chippendales. And, like, they would be, like, going for the dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like,
that was what they were talking about when on the news, because obviously it was about sexual harassment.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that the whole point?
That's what they were saying.
No, no.
Can a Chippendale be sexually harassed?
That's what they were saying on Newsnight. They were saying, when you're in that position, if you're, like, thrusting it at them or whatever, then, yeah, but if they... try and grab you while you're up on stage and stuff like that. You don't, you're up on stage, you're not near them. You don't want them to grab you. Right. If you're putting it on them and coming out into the audience, or you're at like, you're hired for a party and you're like, do you know what I mean?
That's true, though, because on a lap dance, they are grinding on you, but you're not allowed to touch them. Yeah. If you do touch them, you get thrown out, and that's generally females that do. I don't know if there are male lap dancers, they might be.
Probably.
But so I do get it with the Chippendales. The woman is literally on your lap, gyrating away, but you cannot touch her. So I feel fair enough that you shouldn't go up and grab a Chippendales.
Ball. Yeah, that's true. No. In that, when you say it, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right, yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit much, but the women, I think they're like, even when I've seen like Magic Mike and stuff, the women, they are portrayed in there of a certain age and very like, whoa.
Yeah, what it is that like, I just don't think it should be so kind of regimented, almost like, all right, you're in the venue, you're getting naked, you know these women have probably not been out for like 2 months. Yeah.
It's a big night out.
Do you know what I mean? This is their first drink in ages, yeah? And male strippers are obviously so much more uncommon than female strippers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they found some ones that they liked, and I just think if they're, as a guy, right, if they're grabbing you in the arena, in the setting where you are taking your clothes off, whether you're on stage or not, I just don't think it's that big a deal. I don't know. Maybe I just can't see.
I think it is.
I think what you're saying is slightly outrageous.
No. All right, well, what I'm saying is, what is the difference?
All right, cool. Do you know if you went to a strip club?
Yeah.
Would you grab the woman's tits on stage?
No, hell no.
No, so why could she grab a man's
tits? But I wouldn't grab her even if she did a lap dance.
Right. Unless you're Donald Trump, you wouldn't grab her by the pussy.
Right.
I wouldn't grab her even if she did a lap dance.
But what I'm saying is, they are thrusting their penises into a woman's face when they're off the stage, and giving them the opportunity to grab it. I do get it, because I suppose it fucks up the routine if the woman comes unsolicited.
And especially because they come to the front of the stage when they're the Chippendales and then drop whatever and then they thrust. And you don't just, would you really want it if you're doing that? Because the Chippendales performance isn't up close and personal, it's an on stage.
It's a show.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, once you've grabbed, I don't understand. If you grab his dick, what are you doing? You're just holding on to it. What are you doing with it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you just doing? Just sat to holding. I don't understand why you want to do that.
Yeah, I was wrong. Okay. I was wrong. I admit. Hands up, I was wrong. I suppose I'm just not in that. I would just think that if I was a stripper,
you're not allowed
just
to any like, Chippendale performances. Yeah.
You see me at the front, like, what's wrong with what I'm doing, mate?
Grab me.
It's all fair, mate.
You were thrusting it
5 minutes ago.
You're back at home now. You're in his living
room. We're in Iceland.
Oh shit.
No, yeah, I do know what you're saying. It's not. If it's not sort of specifically warranted, prompted, then I suppose, yeah, leave it the hell alone.
Okay.
But there wasn't any Chippendales invited to this care home. I've just skim-read it.
No, there wasn't any there, but they're saying pole dancing is a very popular sport.
I agree.
Which gives participants confidence and does not discriminate against anyone.
Also says here, the residents were happy. Mm. It's no difference to a circus act.
True.
Yeah.
And it's not a sexual, it's a dance and a skilled performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So I think that's okay then, now, if you know...
Because there's not really much difference between a pole dancer in that sense and like a trapeze artist.
Do you know what is ridiculous?
What's that?
That is sexualized is like the stuff at like the box, for example.
Now, what is the box for anyone that does not know?
I was going to give a rude answer. You'll go.
Well, the box is a venue in Soho that is. It's basic. It's sex shows. But really kind of avant-garde, and all the performers are very, very, very highly skilled. So you...
well, some of them.
A degree, yeah, some of the performers are very highly skilled.
But I can drink my own piss.
Whoa. Not, but when you say sex shows, you mean stripping, or do you mean like on-stage sex?
Not necessarily strippings, you know.
What sort of shows? They might just be
naked a lot of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of burlesque. Okay. No, in fact, there isn't really burlesque, because burlesque leaves something to the imagination.
Yeah.
The box doesn't really leave a lot to the imagination. I've seen a butt-naked trapeze artist, for instance.
I've seen someone shit in their hands.
So have I.
Oh yeah, I've heard about, you've told me this before, or I think you've said it on here before, about somebody that I don't want to see that actually.
Yeah,
ever. Like ever.
The box is more than just sex. It's a lot of it's like the macabre. It's just weird. The box is really weird, but a lot of it's because of a lot of the stage shows are done nude. People do attach that sort of sexual label to it, but I think it's more than that. But I can't put my finger on what it is.
Don't put your finger on it.
Well, no, because there is some very talented. You seen that woman who does the archery with her feet?
No,
and she's got like perfect aim, and she's like a front, and then her body like bends round.
Oh yes, of course, and she shoots arrows at balloons.
That's it, balloons.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. She's always got like a male assistant.
Yes,
yes. And he's butt naked. That's the kind of running theme.
Someone's
going to be naked on stage.
Yeah. Like there's this one guy, and he holds onto the inside of a ring.
Yeah.
Like a big hula hoop thing, and he just like rolls around.
It's crazy. Yeah. He looks like Vitruvian man.
Yeah.
Right.
But not even butt naked. Yeah. He wasn't exactly in the tracksuit. Was he Vitruvian?
Butt naked.
Wow. Okay.
I've been too many times.
I can't even say that. It's true. I just can't show you because you're never allowed to film.
Yeah.
Someone will just come out of nowhere, take your phone off you, and delete all your videos.
A naked person will come out of nowhere.
There you go. You're getting it. You know it's in the pattern.
Rub it on their genitals, and then they're like, oh, I don't want it back.
On your ear.
Well, that sounds nice. I think we should get into a song, and then we can bring your prosecco in.
And make sure you email or tweet us as well during the song. Sleep product.
Birthday cake. Birthday. Birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring the strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring the strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Got to my big day, call it a Percy. I mean, got to my birthday, no, it's not 30. Driving a beauty, looking all sturdy, needed a break. Nobody heard me, asked her to break. They tried to burn me, please don't trim me. Tried to alert me, wow. Yeah, I'm the fella, but it ain't jolly good. Tottenham Hell, straight into Hollywood, stepped outside. Name on board, come to my birthday, enjoy yourself. No strap or sword, wow. If you're excited, please keep your cool. I don't wanna dash man into the pool. My regulations, please. Don't break the rule. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Got two albums, bro, would you buy these? One for the Polish, one for the Chinese. Are you making bread? Are you breaking cheese? If you're not, don't get hyped. They were like, fam, are you striped? None of us, man, are light. Come to my windscreen, I said, you will get wiped. Wait for the levels. Never saw angels, but I saw devils. Met a few birds, not one feather. If your name's McDonald's, better have peas like Trevor. Credential crime, I could do this forever. How long do you think? I ain't really business. Either way, sometime boys in the sink. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Birthday cake. Birthday. Birthday cake. Birthday. Birthday cake. Birthday. Birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake. Two blunts and a birthday cake. I'll bring a strap to your birthday break. She was like, can I get a birthday shake? Two drinks and a birthday cake.
Sanders on Foo Bar Radio.
Let's go. Fresh, ready to impress. Fresh up in my Louis suit. Step up in the club, bitches line up ready to salute. Let me squeeze your juicy fruit. Mommies call me Huey News. Dapper like a cracker, that's an actor getting movie loose.
Get on your mark and get set, ready, go. Funny, but these niggas already know that when I get on microphone, just said I done already shit it on niggas, miraculous flow. Got niggas trying to repair all the damages, low. That's an emphatical no. Clap him up, bundle these niggas like packages, wrap him in bandages slow. I see a lot of bitches in it hungry flow. How a nigga coming, always be drinking it out. Pause for a minute, then I feel a little slow. Black, then I throw the rest of it to every hoe. Why y'all over niggas money slow? Beep gang, cause my money come a ton of doubt. This shit here be the anthem for all of my bitches and every one of my gangsters, y'all. Gangsters, y'all.
Let's go. Pop to the pop, drop like a drop top. Everybody looking when I step up in the spot. See the way I rock, I'm hot, you not. Everybody wanna clock, man, get off my job. Everybody know misdemeanor don't stop and my records don't flop. Got the game on lock. Not TikTok, 6 carats in my watch now. Kiss my ass, haters, kick rocks. Get it, money, money, I get it, get it. 100 grand in the club, I spin it. You lose and I'm winning. Y'all ain't doing nothing new, I been did it. Y'all come at all or you better come with it. Money in my baby, 7 digits. See me buying bottles with no cash limit. Flow be tighter than skinny jeans fitted. There is no competition. I didn't want no competition. Liquor got no competition. When we come through, tell them who better run. What about a me? Well, you a dumb. Not Kelly, but I give a motivation. My style, you not taking. I'm the CE money maker.
Get it, flip it, tip it, dip it, good. Here we go.
Y'all niggas already know what it is. Y'all niggas already know what I do. Every time we step up in the spot, homie, I'ma take your shine from you. Homie, you ain't got the slightest clue. Diamonds are shine with the brightest blue. Niggas try to throw that money, how we throw it? Oh, money, but they money on a diet too. I ain't even knowing why they try it, boo, cause I throw bread to the nigga tired. Broke nigga leave until they gone. Homie get a little inspired, too. Ain't shit till another amp is smoking. Spin till I'm looking like a Martian floating. Got motherfuckers looking at me all weird. Funny nigga, you ain't see the god of smoke. It's like they turned the lights on. See the way we shine, bitch. You spin till your bread gone. We spin like it's a crown, bitch.
Homie, now throw that bread like you don't give a fuck. Yeah, shout it. Go ahead, bend over, pick that money up.
Get it, flip it, tip it, dip it, sick. I just realised Natalie gets really fierce when there's Prosecco about. Did you see that?
She was about to bang you in the face.
She was about to punch me in the face.
She said, you can hold these hands in a second if
honestly,
you don't fucking get me a glass.
For daring to exhale before I'd given her glass of Prosecco. Just let me breathe out first,
okay,
Nat.
I was just like, where is it?
Let me get this blinking out of the way first.
Have you actually got one?
Or
you have?
I've got some, yeah.
That's good.
I'm glad you're looking out for me too.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Reese. Renzel motherfucking Nottingham.
Cheers.
I've not died yet. 26 years.
Well, you can still be admitted to the 27 Club.
And as a special treat for you, I got Prez T to record that, so make it for your birthday cake, his new track. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice
thing. For me.
Especially for you, yeah.
Shout out Prez
T. That's amazing.
Yeah, and actually, he's coming in a few weeks as
Is
well.
He?
So you can talk to him about how he wrote a song for you.
And he's also my favourite artist.
I know.
Absolutely. One of our favourite guests.
Mm. Yeah, apart from that time that you started beef with him while he was in the next room.
He was a surprise guest.
Very. Yeah. Surprise is the operative word.
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't hear that show, it was... We had Madders Tiff on, MC from North London.
Mm-hmm.
And she came through with her videographer, Shan.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We knew that Madders was coming on. We had spoke to her a few weeks prior. Didn't know who she was friends with or anything. Nope. Don't mind, because we don't really know anything about her.
Yeah.
We were doing the show, and there was a Trim from Roll Deeper brought out a new song. And Michael, you said, what did you say?
Well, you asked me who I thought would win in a clash out of Trim and Prez T. And I viscerally said...
Fuck Prez T.
No, I viscerally said Trim. That was my gut instinct. Mm. That was just the one I thought, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd just put my money into him. Says nothing about my, you know, Prez T is one of my favourite grime MCs ever as well. Reese knows that.
Yep.
Hopefully Prez knows that.
I did back you because I said Prez is my favourite artist of all time, but on music, I prefer Prez, but in a clash, I said I thought
you'd have your money on Trim, right? And that is exactly what we did. And then, lo and behold, we bring Madders Tiff in for an interview, and she's only been brought to the studio by none other than Prez T,
who was in the other room where the radio is playing.
I'm not sure that I think when he came in, he hadn't heard.
He hadn't actually heard it. We made it worse by telling him after.
But we had to cover our back because
you got to say it with your chest.
Imagine if we had done the interview.
Yep.
Everything's finished. We go to say bye to him. Handshake, spud, whatever, and he just slaps one in the face. Like, no, we don't do handshakes.
It's true. You have to say it in your chest at the end of the day. And
and you did on my behalf, so thank you.
No worries,
bro. He took it well. He was nice about it.
No, he was gracious about it. At the end of the day, it's just an opinion. Do you know what I mean?
It's a sport as well.
It is.
Clash,
exactly.
It's like, you know, a basketball player might be great in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? You've got like your Chelsea's, your Man City, and you've got players like Kevin De Bruyne or whatever.
Mm.
But then if I was to say who would win in a freestyle battle between them famous freestyle footballers or Kevin De Bruyne, I'm going to say them. If it was a one-on-one clash,
absolutely.
It's two different
things. Did you say Kevin De Bunda?
Kevin De Bruyne. That's exactly what he said.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah,
Kevin De Boner.
Kevin De Boner, yeah. Do you not?
No.
Yeah. I'll buy porn off him. No.
That's Chippendale. Kevin De Boner.
He's an urban porn star. Kevin De Boner.
Kevin De Bruyne is like the
Who's
best.
That?
He's a football player. He plays for Man City. He's probably the best player in the Premier League at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was testing you, actually. So mm-hmm. I knew that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jesse Lingard's been on a good scoring form.
Yes.
You know, Mo Salah comes to the Prem, smashes it.
Absolutely.
Harry Kane again, doing bits.
Did that offside thing really well?
Yep.
What?
That offside rule thing did that really well. Yeah,
just go along with it.
Yeah, he's well good at the offside rule. Yeah, that's one of his best rules. I'd
I
say.
Like that when he does the offside rule.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on swiftly.
Well, that's sports news done for another week. Yeah.
Two men. No, go on.
Just on whilst we're talking about sport, we mentioned that Rachel Downey from Pitch Talk.
Yes.
Is doing the UN show on Friday the 9th of March till
Friday the 10th.
Saturday
March.
The 10th.
Whoa.
The next year.
That
would
be. Imagine if we're like, she's like, can I come out now? We're like, no, it was a year. It wasn't like 24 hours. You've got to be here till next year.
And you get paid for one show. You're there for a year.
That'd be awful.
That'd be so fucked.
She's not doing it. It's 24 hours.
But yeah, you can sponsor her show, support to the show as well, by texting the code UNWN, U for Umbrella, N for November, mm-hmm. W for Whiskey, N for November.
Nice.
To 70070 and the amount you'd like. So that's the code UNWN, the amount you'd like to donate to 70070.
Very good cause.
Mm. Speaking of numbers, two men have been arrested after 1 kg or £2.2. See that? See the link there?
Yeah.
Right? Tenuous segue, but
like, for
fuck
instance,
it.
You could just text, I'd like to donate £2.
Yeah, exactly. Or £2.2.
£2.2, yeah.
two men have been arrested after a kilo or £2.2 of cocaine was found in a pair of fake buttocks at Lisbon Airport.
Was it lost? We found this car, didn't lose it, mate. I know exactly where it was. It in those fake buttocks, by any chance?
It's true. A Brazilian man carrying the two cushion-like implants, which were attached to a pair of swimming trunks, was detained by Portugal's anti-narcotics agency. Later, another man was arrested at a train station under suspicion of being due to receive the drugs. It is not yet clear how police discovered the haul. The police said the cocaine stashed in the fake buttocks was equivalent to at least 5,000 individual portions of the drug. Depends who you're giving these portions. I know some people who could have got that down to 2,000 portions, to be fair.
Mm.
Drug possession and use is decriminalised in Portugal, but drug trafficking may incur prison sentences of up to 12 years.
Well, never mind that, but the buttocks is interesting.
Yeah. How did they know who the guy was that was meant to be receiving? Did he have, like, I don't know, like twerk-ready music? Was he playing twerk-ready music from his car?
I like how it's not clear how the police have discovered it. As if they were like, all right. How did you find that cocaine?
Well, I mean, you would probably, someone walking through an airport with some fake buttocks and swimming trunks would look a little bit odd, wouldn't that?
Yeah, but it's not going to, it shouldn't really arouse, it should in an airport.
Yeah, maybe. It's a little like, why are you travelling with this?
If there's one place where something that isn't meant to have as much within it.
Also, the policeman might have seen, or does it say policeman, or am I just assuming here?
It said the police.
Oh, just the police.
Yeah.
So the police could have seen these men walking through and gone, look at his booty, I'm going to have to give him a pat.
Oh my God, look at that butt.
Yeah, it's a lovely.
Have you ever seen
And then like Sir Mix-a-Lot came along and went, I don't think that's a butt. I like big butts and I cannot lie. That ain't no butt, that's why. When a man walks by with an itty bitty trunks and a massive big old butt, you get sprung.
Well, have you seen the film Soul Plane?
Yeah.
You know, the woman, the security woman.
Yeah.
When that guy comes through and she's, I imagine it was very much like that scene there.
Yeah.
You've not seen
I love Soul Plane.
Do you know what? I have seen it a while ago. I'm trying to remember who that I remember.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg is the pilot, isn't he?
Yeah, Captain Antoine Mack.
When they're on the plane, they have this section where they've got loads of chicken and they're smoking weed on the plane, aren't they? And it's like the special section.
Oh, yeah, because in first class, they've got like set meals and everything. And in economy, they're handing, take one wing each.
And the plane's on hydraulics.
One wing and one napkin each.
That film just blends together all the stereotypes and tropes that it possibly can.
Yeah, it didn't do well when it was released.
It wasn't a major. I think it's more of a cult film, that film.
Yeah.
Most of Kevin Hart's films at the beginning were like Paper Soldiers. Have you ever seen that?
No.
That's like a Rockefeller film. Like Jay-Z funded that film. Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's funny, but again, it's like it's a bit under the radar.
Mm.
It's a bit under the radar.
Not now he is. Now he's like multi-millionaire, isn't he? He's huge.
He's just tall enough to poke his head just above the radar.
He is. Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to these guys who thought they could get away with actually still having the bum in the trunks. Because from my understanding, the guy wasn't wearing the trunks. He just had butt implants in a pair of trunks.
I thought that he's not even wearing it himself.
You weren't wearing them.
That would look weirder if you're walking through an airport with bum implants on.
Well, that would look less weird.
Well, I suppose it would than carrying.
Do you know what I mean? You know, do the whole cliche. Put your trunks on. Put some flippers on. The little scuba thing and like the inflatable around your waist and be like, yeah, we're going on the holiday. Make it look like a bit of a weird stag. Yeah.
They'll get us. The British are here.
Exactly. They're and here. No one's going to suspect anything.
Yeah, no, everyone's fully expecting the British.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cocaine actually usually come with the, come and with
they,
the British.
And they normally stash that in the normal bomb. To be honest, they don't even need implants for that.
We do look out. You know, when you see a bunch of an airport, like when they're en masse, like as a group, and you're like, oh my God. Please don't live up to every stereotype that people don't want to see.
People hate the British.
They do,
I spent a lot of time travelling, and I can tell you now. People absolutely despise British culture, British
they
drinking.
Do. Well, it's turning up and like, oh, even if it is a stag or a hen do, I see no reason to wear anything matching t-shirts or like a penis headband or whatever. You know, that kind of like,
I don't get
gloves
that.
On tour. It's so embarrassing.
L plate round your neck.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's horrendous. And especially
weird little nicknames.
You know, when you turn up to an airport like that, that the people on the plane, the staff are looking at you like they're not getting in. No upgrade. Absolutely not. Downgrade, if anything. Downgrade.
Well, the thing is, usually they travel on like EasyJet anyway, there's no class system.
But that's true.
Which is a good thing.
But they're not looking at them to do them any favour. They're like, I've got my eye on you, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
That's it. Yeah.
Airlines are like a class system, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And anyone getting on an EasyJet for a hen do, normally, or a stag do, they've got names like, we say, Shagger, or like Randy Mandy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all like Molestation Mark. all of them kind of, I don't know.
Some places, like when I went to Prague, lovely, lovely place, but it's sort of been overtaken now because it's cheap. A lot of guys going there for stag weekends or hen do. They were quite pissed off when I was there. They were just kind of like,
Why
do you come here and act like this? I'm like, I don't.
I don't speak for the rest of the world. I don't speak for my people.
She said, thrown up into a kebab in a gutter.
You should have just crossed your arms over your chest and went, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm from Wakanda, so there's that. That's a Black Panther reference.
I got that. I did get that.
All right.
Should Tupac be living in Somalia?
No, he's dead.
Cool. Moving on to the next story then. No, I'm joking. So, the rap legend has been spotted over 20 years after his murder. Tupac Shakur could be living a life of luxury in Somalia, according to wild conspiracy theories circulating online. Ahead of the release of a new feature into his life, a new conspiracy theory posted online claims the rapper could be hiding in East Africa. The bloke reveals he has apparently seen Tupac alongside well-known friend and founder of Outlaws hip-hop group Yaki Gaddafi.
Right, just going to stop you here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of the release of
Telling,
the new feature into his life, this has just come out. Yeah. What is the chance? It's just almost like it was planned.
Yeah, just after the establishment of a Somali PR company.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where this is from, because you don't normally get the bloke reveals, are they? Don't normally have bloke.
No, you do. You do if you read The Mirror, The Mail,
The Star,
right. The Sun, any of them with the makeup, the witnesses, or the accounts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, a source said.
Yeah, well, the source is fine, but bloke's a bit kind of, what? They're not taking this seriously, but carry on anyway.
So, in the post, Suldan_Mahdi,
supposed to give him his full name,
says, I've seen Tupac and Gaddafi way after their said deaths in Somalia. I've seen them both alive. I was in a car and they were heading in the other direction. Gaddafi was doing some kind of hand signals. Maybe his indicator was broken.
I keep thinking you're saying Gaddafi.
That's who he was named after. Yaki Gaddafi was named after
Colonel Gaddafi.
All the outlaws were named after despots, in fact.
Oh.
So you had Gaddafi, you had Mussolini, you had
Hitler.
No, Hitler, strangely. Okay. I think that was a bit too mainstream.
Pol Pot?
No, Pol Pot. I can't remember the names of all the outlaws, but there was definitely a Mussolini, there was definitely a Gaddafi, there was a Idi Amin.
Saddam Hussein?
I think there might have been, was there a Hussein? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they were going for the more classical despots.
Joseph Kony?
No, Joseph Kony. The thing is, Joseph Kony
was after that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, was that real?
That's the thing. Was it even real?
Joseph Kony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
Why doesn't anyone talk about it anymore?
I don't know. It went away, didn't it?
It was there for like a week, and then everyone went, oh my God, there's all these charred soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then it didn't.
I don't even remember what country Joseph Kony operated in.
No,
I don't remember.
Uganda,
was it Liberia? Was it Uganda?
I thought it was Uganda.
But
wasn't
it Liberia?
But then, because I was talking about Uganda yesterday, it might just be on my mind.
And it rhymes with Wakanda. And that's also on your mind because of Black Panther.
Yeah, it was Uganda.
Maybe he was from Wakanda.
No, but
it was Uganda.
Uganda, Wakanda. I don't know. What? Anyway, what was Gaddafi doing?
So, he was doing these hand signals. He looked kind of funky, according to the bloke.
Kind of funky.
Not too funky. Kind of funky. I saw them alive. Basically, he's saying Tupac was shot four times in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada on the 13th of September 1996. He was rushed to hospital where he died 6 days later. 2 months after his passing, Gaddafi was found slumped on the third floor stairwell of an apartment building in Orange, New Jersey, USA. Since their deaths, there have been a number of conspiracy theories. A Twitter thread emerged 2 days ago that seeks to prove Tupac is still alive and in hiding, using previous quotes from music producer Suge Knight. The tweets read, in a 2012 interview with Suge Knight, the man in the car in the last photo of Tupac, he stated that he paid the man who cremated Tupac $3 million personally. He then goes on to say that after his cremation, he never heard from that guy ever again.
You probably wouldn't.
Why would you?
You've given him $3 million.
What other business do
there's
we have?
Like, what are we going to do? Let's meet up for coffee.
Yeah, there's small matter of the tax on top of that VAT. The VAT.
Yeah, Tupac can't come back now anyway. Imagine his tax bill.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder he's still in Ireland. No wonder he's gone to Somalia.
He's in Somalia doing funky hand signals. What is a funky hand signal, would you say?
What would you say, a funky one? Jazz hands from
there. Yeah, that would be the funkiest hand single
funky
signal.
Why are you seeing Tupac in Somalia? I swear to God. And he was with Gaddafi, right? And they were jazz handing.
What's Gaddafi doing?
Out of a car window.
Funky hand signal. That does sound like Gaddafi. So since their deaths have been a number of conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So he then goes on to say that after his cremation, he never heard from that guy again. This is Suge Knight and the cremator.
The bloke.
The bloke, the cremator who weirdly didn't keep contact with Suge Knight.
After he gave him $3 million.
Mm-hmm. He also hinted at the fact that Tupac was still alive.
He questions why the man who committed his murder was never arrested. Suge knows of Tupac's whereabouts. The man posting from Twitter, named only as Dan, also reveals Notorious Big is alive and well. Christopher George LaTorre Wallace, better known as Biggie Smalls, was shot and killed on March the 9th, 1997. But the theory online states, in Tupac's God Bless the Dead, he says in the beginning of the song, "Rest in peace to my motherfucking Biggie Smalls." Why would he say this if Tupac was supposedly murdered 6 months prior to Biggie Smalls? The post then continues to detail that Tupac is hiding somewhere in a foreign country.
Well, the reason he would have said that is because if you were... It obviously means he wants Biggie dead.
Yeah,
that
they had
a kind of a send, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P. And then he's probably going to listen to that and be like, he did.
Yeah, he killed me. You know, he's killed my career. That's what he's trying to say. He's insinuating. Yeah.
Or is he somewhere in Somalia doing funky hand signals?
That's
you
a
can't
very,
rule that out, I
you
don't
can't,
think.
You can't rule anything.
That. Yeah, true. I believe that he's in Somalia doing funky hand signals.
I feel like we're too quick to say, no, he's definitely dead. I mean, even though like they saw the body and saw it happen and he was declared dead. But
I've never been able to make up my mind as to whether Tupac is dead or alive. I'm not going to lie to
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been able to make up my mind.
What about Michael Jackson?
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah. I believe he's dead, but I don't believe Tupac is dead.
Why? What
but at the same time, I don't believe he's...
No, it's like
Schrodinger's Tupac.
You think he's a zombie?
Schrodinger's back.
You've heard about that one, right?
Schrodinger's
pack. Yeah.
It's not a porn title.
It's an existential theory that asserts that Tupac is both alive and dead.
What makes you think he's not dead?
The conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but they have that about everyone. They say
everyone.
Paul McCartney is dead.
He's been replaced by
Elvis. Elvis isn't dead. So is that about the same thing about everybody?
Yeah, I know, but...
Do you believe... All right, cool. How about... I could say that anybody is not dead and come up with blanks to a story that could just fit. Mm. Because you can make anything fit.
Because everything about Tupac's death is shrouded in a bit of mystery. Like, Biggie had a very, very publicised funeral. Let's be honest, right? Very publicised. Hearse was driven through the streets of New York, Brooklyn. And obviously, I didn't see his corpse. I didn't see his body. Yeah. But I genuinely believe that he's dead. Like, you know, his mother came out and...
If you were trying to sell something, Tupac's dead, and no one's going to see that, would you not have a hearse drive through the centre? Like, look how dead he is. Yeah, we've got his body in here.
But Tupac didn't have any of that.
That's what I'm saying. So because Tupac didn't have it, it sounds like, because he didn't have that, then it must be a conspiracy.
No, it's not just that. That's not the only thing. I'm basing the... The probable truth of the conspiracy theories on the fact that posthumously there wasn't a lot of ceremony surrounding Tupac.
But if you were trying to convince people that he was dead and if he was still alive, but you wanted to convince everyone he was dead, you would go the opposite way to what's actually happened.
But then also you have to take into account the clues that Tupac gave. That he was going to fake his own death. He named himself Machiavelli.
Yeah.
Now, Machiavelli obviously wrote The Art of War. And in The Art of War, there is a section that sort of encourages almost faking your own death, right? Mm. You take the letters of Machiavelli and they spell, "I'm alive, K."
Oh, my God. He's finally drank the Kool-Aid. He's gone.
No, I'm not saying that this means it's true, but you add that to everything else.
Do you know what's even worse?
All I'm saying is I don't know.
Do you know what's even worse? Yeah, he's a flat earther as well.
He's a flat earther.
When we're off air, he always bangs on about how much of a flat earther he is.
Everyone knows the earth is hexagonal. So fuck you. Everyone knows the earth is a dodecahedron.
That'd be sick.
I do like people, though, that do the anagram thing where, like, if you rearrange the name of that or you play that song backwards, it spells out, "I'm coming to kill you."
Eminem actually did do in a track where it just says, "Buy my record" or something if you play it backwards right at the end. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
On Eskimo, it says Eskimo backwards. Omitsek. Boom, 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 boom. You know Eskimo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you listen to Eskimo, those little... It says roll deep.
Yeah.
And it says Eskimo backwards.
Why are you listening to songs backwards?
because you hear something messages. No, you hear something unintelligible.
Right. Oh, I
you
see.
Think, and, okay. and obviously when I was buying vinyl, I had access to decks, so it was very easy to play it backwards. And especially if you do a pull up.
Yeah.
I thought you were just sat at home going, I'm going to find the messages here, like you've got a little notebook, like every song.
I did
you
I,
have, you,
like, I used to be I actually used to be really interested in backmasking.
Because Britney Spears has got that weird one, hasn't it?
What's that?
That Sleep With Me, I'm Not Too Young. And Hit Me Baby One More Time.
If you play that,
yeah, they say that in it.
It does sound exactly
like it.
It does
sound like it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I used to read stuff about that and listen to audio clips of. I was well interested in conspiracy theories.
That's how I listen to a lot of backmasking stuff because of that Eminem doing the. It's like at the end of the track as it's fading out, it's just saying, buy my record, buy my record, whatever it is. Just
what
repeating
is it,
it
called? Backmasking.
Backmasking. Yeah.
Backmasking. Okay, oh, that's
it's
interesting.
It's a good little technique. And they, you know, there's obviously arguments that it doesn't really work, but people say that it does get it into your psyche a little bit.
Have any.
Me and Justin do it every
on
episode.
Your LPs.
That's why you make us tea. That's why you get us tea all the time.
I don't
because
even
we
know.
Say eat. Oh, I need to eat, eat, eat. Play backwards.
Tea. See? I want to get some. If there's a British artist, I want to get him on the show to talk to him about this because I think that's quite interesting. I don't know if any. I think Britney Spears might be tricky to book.
Do you know what? Yeah. Don't know if you could speak to Britney Spears directly. I reckon she'd be the kind of person that would come in.
So do I.
Do you reckon?
She's so real.
She
do you know what I mean?
Real.
Do you know when she had a breakdown or whatever? And everything? She had a breakdown.
Yeah.
I just think she wanted a haircut.
Yeah. Exactly. No, she shaved. Because she was sick and tired of everyone taking photos of her and being this kind of like image. She shaved the red.
Yeah.
Ah, full ratings for that.
Yeah, that's going to stop them taking photos.
Yeah, they definitely would stop it after that, yeah.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Like, yeah. I reckon she visited a black hair salon for the first time and saw how fucking long the queue was. Fuck this, I'll do it myself.
So it's probably hot where she lives. You know when it's hot in the side. I've often thought that, like, it's so hot. You're like, oh, it's too much hair.
Yeah,
shave it off.
Yeah, that's
do it.
Be careful.
I live by that rule.
Yeah, you do it. So
I hate getting my hair cut in the winter.
Yeah.
You're you notice the difference massively, especially when your ears are this big. Imagine, right? Do you know when you're outside and you get the cold wind blow on your face and it's bitter?
Mm.
Imagine your ears catching.
Your ears must get
all
so
of the,
red.
But the hurt so much. It feels like people are snipping into him with scissors, you know, because it's like so frosty and.
I should have got you some earmuffs. Imagine Reese in earmuffs.
Mm,
no, that look like this, but fluffy.
He would look. He'd look exactly like that.
That's nice. Let's get into a little track, shall we?
Yeah, man. I'm enjoying this Prosecco as well. Should we have a top up?
Yeah.
See her right now, cause she's gonna take one look at me and worry about my lifestyle. Don't worry about my lifestyle. You know your son's got a goal. I got this whole thing under control. Yes, I'm losing weight and my eyes are red. Maybe cause I'm a man that lies in bed, racking my brain for answers. Cause I've been out here running my mouth, chatting about progress. They say it's a process, but I want it right now. So I gotta live this way because to play the boss, you gotta pay the cost. And that cost might come as a major loss. And that's just the life I chose. Don't trust no one, I get no peace. Everyday petrol from west to east. I love to sleep, I love to eat, but I don't get no rest or feast. And that's the reason I ain't afraid of my foes. Jumped on the grind and I stayed on my toes. And mama, believe it or not, couple man got a problem with me. Some of the man, they wanna rob them for me. So every time I start writing songs, I gotta face the things I've been hiding from. They wanna ride or die, tell them ride along. Just know that it's real when it's filled. I don't wanna hear no crying or moaning. I ain't got time for no sighing or groaning. You gotta be down to grind on your own thing. Just follow the leader, come follow the leader. You gotta be accountable for your own decisions, or you won't get no sorrow with me, dog. Follow the leader, come follow the leader. You gotta be accountable for your own decisions, you won't get no sorrow with me, dog.
Round, round we go, and it's down, down we fall.
Follow the leader.
Round, round we go,
follow
if
the leader.
We're dying on the inside, are we gonna live right? Round, round we go, and it's down.
follow the leader. You gotta be accountable for your own decisions, or you won't get no sorrow with me, dog. Follow the leader, come follow the leader. You gotta be accountable for your own decisions, you won't get no sorrow with me, dog.
Round, round we go, follow the leader.
Dali, dali, da, follow the leader. Not to be confused with that song.
No. Not
to be confused with the Calypso Smash or Soca. That was Follow the Leader by George the Poet and Maverick Sabre featuring Georgia Smith.
Yeah, new one.
Shout out all of those three. Georgia Smith's killing it, man.
Killing it.
Absolutely just duppying things.
I don't know if she just wanted to. She could just drop the whole music thing out and just run with the modelling thing if she wanted.
Fully could.
She looks like a model.
Fully could. Fully could. She's one half of a fucking stunning couple. She's she goes out of a guy called Joel Compass.
Is he a model?
He could be, to be fair.
Yeah, Joel, if you're listening, yeah.
He's a good looking bastard.
I am the modelling plug. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I can make money off you. I mean, I can get you a job.
I think he's maybe done a spot of modelling, but he's also a really good song, music producer and songwriter.
Yeah, George, drop all of that and let me pimp you out to some agencies. I mean, let me place you with an agent.
I'll make you a star.
I'm going to make you a star.
Stick with me, kid.
I'm not being funny yet, but do you know, I can see why those people are like that.
What, those proper Hollywood?
Yeah! Do you know how much money you make off these people?
Honestly. Listen, I remember when I was on... I remember when I used to... I've said this ad nauseum, but I used to tour with Ed Sheeran quite a lot, as you both know.
Yeah.
And there was one time when we were in... we were kind of like in the middle of one of his tours. Maybe it was his second ever tour. He was getting really big. You could tell that this guy was going to be fucking huge. And we were in... I think we were in Swindon, of all places. Like, just in the back end of nowhere at this venue. And he tells me that his... the guy who wants to be his US agent is coming to see him, right? To see the show. So I say to him, oh, cool. Like, you know, we start talking about the guy. And I was like, what's the guy's name? And he's like, his name's Marty Diamond. And I was like, this guy definitely talks like this. I'm going to make you a star, Ed. You're going to be big time. The guy comes in. And he's exactly as we imagined him.
Was he round?
Round, Jewish American guy.
What a cigar.
Cigar. Marty Diamond. Marty Diamond. Hey, Ed. I'm going to make you a star. You're going to be doing the Hollywood Bowl before you know it. He was exactly... I couldn't fucking believe it.
He was right. He was right, wasn't he?
Man,
yeah. Marty had it.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. He was right, to be fair. No wonder he literally assumed the name Diamond. I bet Diamond isn't even his real surname.
Or Marty.
For that matter.
I bet he's got like a shit name like Keith Erickson or something.
At what point did... They're not born with like, hey kid. Like, when do they develop this persona?
I reckon it's probably when their voice breaks.
Right, and they're straight into with a cigar.
Yeah, because like, most people aren't born talking full stop. Yeah. I don't know.
Crying like, what the fuck are you doing? Give me a tip. Motherfucker.
No, but I think if anyone would, it'd be Marty Diamond.
It would be Marty, the little baby Diamond. Marty.
Hollywood Bowl. Like, oh, that's his
I'm gonna make
word.
You a breastfeeding star. Put that tin in my mouth.
Holding it like a cigar. Holding the teeth like
yeah,
a cigar.
Noisy sucker. I'm a good milk star. I'm gonna make you a milk star.
I do like characters like that.
I do love. Yeah, I do love Marty Diamonds.
I just wanted to say, do you know how you? Apologise, sorry, I always mention it or whatever, but I went on tour with Ed Sheeran a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel the need to apologise about that? It's because...
Because
you talk about like how you worked at All Saints, you talk about that a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
But no one ever feels or makes you feel like you should apologise for...
Because you feel like you're name-dropping sometimes.
I know. People go on like you are...
Most of my experiences, I'm not going to lie, when it comes to experience in the music industry, in the broad spectrum that I've viewed it in, a lot of my experiences came from touring with Ed Sheeran.
Right.
So a lot of the time, I kind of have to...
because I don't know, I suppose I leave no stone unturned when I describe things, so I kind of get the boring name drops out of the way first.
It's not boring. Well, and well, it's not a name drop either, really.
Yeah, here's the other thing is, we, to the people that you would be apologising to, we all work in the creative industry, the music industry, or whatever industry it is.
Mm.
So we live a completely different life to other people.
Yes, true.
So how many people pass through these doors? You meet in famous people all day, every day.
Yeah.
We go to events as well, or we perform, or we work with like big name people or whatever, or they tend to be in that. But do you know when your friends come in from work and they're like, oh, you know, Pete at work, I think, shut the fuck up about Pete at work. But I don't have to really ever apologise. Just because my work is with someone that you portray as, I shouldn't feel bad about. Because it's not like I'm bragging, I'm telling you
that's true.
What's happened in my life. This is a life I live.
Yeah, true.
And I'm just explaining it, and I shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm living my best life. You can't make me feel bad for living my best life.
It's not like you mentioned, if you were like, if every conversation related to him or someone like him, and you were like, oh yeah, when I do that, like everything, you'd go, okay, that's enough now. But you, when you say a story, it's a specific story that relates to him or was involving him or someone else. So it's not name dropping, I think.
Yeah, true. Oh, true. Thanks, guys.
No, it's okay.
You've made me feel a lot better, and I'm gonna go back to telling all these annoying pub stories to people. I used to be somebody, you know.
That's me now, bro. I only just turned 26 and I'm still that guy.
Yeah, did V Festival 2013. You know, I was up on that stage. Yeah, don't listen to fucking Calvin Harris.
That's me. Have I told you I've been to Japan? Have I mentioned that?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking Marty Diamond is like a full alien. Like, he looks after the creme de la creme.
Yeah, I think he might even be Taylor Swift's agent as well.
But say if there's Marty Diamond, but you know, not quite the A-list sort of it down. Would he be like Marty Diamante?
Marty Diamante. Marty Cubic Zirconia. It's got a double barrel sound.
Maybe like Morty Cubic.
Yeah, Morty.
Morty.
Morty. I'm Morty. Morty Cubic Zirconia. You can call me Morty Cubic Zirconia for short. I'm going to make you a B-lister.
Yeah, we're going to get you on somewhere.
I'm going to make you a moon. You'll be a satellite. You'll be a satellite by the time I finish with you. You'll be orbiting another planet.
Now, you were just doing the funky hand, so that might have been Tupac.
Gaddafi might be a Somali. Yeah.
Morty Diamond is Tupac's manager, and he's got him out in Somalia.
That's what it was. You were very much doing a funky
hand. That's like the bat signal for Marty Diamond. That's how you contact him. You stand at the side of the road.
Paging Marty Diamond.
That's his little signal.
You've just had.
Do you think we have time for one more story?
Squeeze it in.
All right, go on then. That's what she said.
Shout out my dad.
Long live the mullet, speaking of your dad. The iconic 80s hairstyle, business up front, party out the back, is to be celebrated with its very own festival. A town claiming to be the Australian home of the mullet hairstyle will host a festival to celebrate the cut, which arguably epitomised toughness and sexuality in the 1980s. Mike Tyson was around in the 1980s, wasn't he?
No.
But he definitely epitomised toughness and sexuality.
Yeah, do not mention Mike Tyson and mullets in the same sentence, because there's a chance he might turn up here and knock you out. That's all I'm saying.
Without having to mullet over. The inaugural Mullet Fest in Koori Koori in the Hunter Valley will centre around the competition to award the best mullet in five categories: everyday, grubby, ranga, ladies and junior mullet, and publican. After the winner, I don't know.
Publican.
Ranga.
What's Ranga?
We can ignore Ranga and go straight to publican.
I just didn't know what that meant. I thought it was just a word. What does that mean, Ranga?
I don't know what Ranga is, but isn't a publican someone who owns a pub?
Yeah, so the best pub mullet?
Maybe. Thought Ranga was that film about a lizard with Johnny Depp or whatever.
Oh, that's Rango.
Yeah.
And also, I do like that there's a category for grubby mullets.
Yeah, for real. They're not all grubby.
It smells like chip fat.
And the everyday mullet. The mullet you can wear on any day of the week, appropriate. Like, that's nice.
No, that's not a thing. You have to have a mullet appropriate to each day of the week, I find.
The lady mullet and the kid mullet. Okay, nice.
The lady mullet. That sounds like a name for like a vagina.
It does
vagina.
Sound like a euphemism. Yeah. The lady mullet.
I've got a Brazilian. I've got the lady mullet.
What would that be? Long in the middle, short on the sides.
You'd have to shave your bum hairs, but leave your vaginal hairs long.
Shave your vagina hair.
Grow your bum hair out and shave your vagina hair really short.
I just feel like either everything or nothing.
Yeah,
sure, yeah,
it's true. All or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the winner in each category is announced, the person with the best mullet of them all will be crowned. Hairdresser and festival host Laura Hawkins told AAP on Wednesday.
She's not. I don't consider anyone to be a hairdresser if they do give mullets.
Nah.
That's not.
Wait, sorry. I'm just going to interrupt here and just completely go off topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the story we picked. We picked number six. Look at number seven.
Well, we're
guy proposes to his girlfriend in Greg's on Valentine's Day. Yeah, fucking mullet.
Well, we haven't got long now. You better you have
we
to
don't,
do this
do
one
we?
Quick one.
Let's do the Greg's one next week.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Save the best for
I'm just saying you've ruined my birthday, but we'll carry on. Sorry.
That's Natalie's fault. Whoever did the running order.
Okay, yeah.
All right. You'll never work in this town again, by the way, whoever that was. I'm joking.
Yeah.
This town.
I find mullets very entertaining.
Fun of him.
So do I. Pat Sharp.
Oh my god, yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, the best mullet of them all.
That's the sort of lane Miley Cyrus should have gone in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Miss Hawkins, whose husband boasts a razor-shaved skullet, argues the humble mining town of Koori Koori can lay claim to be the home of the mullet down under. The mullet scene is very strong here.
Again, the mullet down under sounds like a lady mullet. I've got a mullet, I've got a mullet down under.
Jam-packed with euphemisms. we've already had 50 entries.
Oh.
There's such a variety. There are the hardcore tough mullets, but also the quaffed, well cared for kind.
Yep. The mullet scene is very strong here. I can't. What is going on with this article? What mullet scene? There's a mullet scene.
There's 50 people that have entered already.
The global origins of short on top, long at the back hairstyle go back at least as far as the Roman Empire.
I didn't know that.
The star became popularly known as the mullet following the release of the Beastie Boys' 1944 song, Mullet Head, according to the Macquarie Dictionary.
What is that?
I don't know.
I know about Oxford, and I know about...
not the Macari, though. Whatever that is.
I don't know that Beastie Boys song.
Look at
the
name of the football club next as well. Start the next sentence.
Koori Koori's football club, the Bulldogs...
What?
...has boasted...
Where's
plenty...
Koori Koori?
That sounds more like it's in... that sort of sounds more like it would be in New Zealand.
Yeah,
that sounds like what, like...
Is it actually New Zealand?
I was going to say that's
no,
what,
it's
like...
Australia.
Oh,
it's Australia.
I imagine, like... A fat bald bloke called Steve who wears AstroTurf trainers says that's what he calls India. That's what
the thing is, it's probably Australian rules football as well.
Yeah, Koori Koori's in the Hunter. It says it here. It's in the Hunter Valley.
Right,
it's in New South Wales, Australia. Right, of course, it is.
Bulldog.
I'm not having any of this bullshit. Who wrote this?
So to conclude,
Koori Koori's bulldog. The Bulldogs.
Right. Yeah.
There's boasted
plenty of wild mullets. Yeah, in recent seasons.
What? What?
And Miss Hawkins wants to show the hairstyle deeply rooted in the town.
Yeah, but
she needs more redheads and ladies to enter the competition.
Oh, I might do this.
Right, this is my problem, right? Redheaded people are very...
I'm glad you had more to say after. This is my problem. Redheaded people.
Like, okay, that's the show. Thanks, guys.
No, redheaded people are a smaller percentage.
Yeah.
Because that's just one hair colour, which is... rarer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that only falls under one category. Any other hair colour is like brown. So the chances of someone having a mullet are very, very slim.
Not in Koori Koori.
But for some reason I can imagine a redhead mullet with dungarees and that.
No, I can imagine it, but I'm just saying it would be harder to find. Because that's like a very the percentage a redheaded mullet is
Well, she says she sees plenty of lady mullets walking around town, but they're not signed up yet, and she thinks they're a bit shyer than the proud male mullet. So entrants will be judged on their haircut, overall presentation, and stage presence. So I feel like we could all enter that next year because I'm well up for a bit of Koori Koori mullet fest.
I'm not entering that at all. Yeah.
And may the best man, woman, or child win.
I think we should look at the time. I think we should go right now.
Yeah, so do I. I don't even think we should play a song. I think we should just walk off in protest and do 4 minutes of silence.
We can go sign up our mullets.
That is the end of the show this week.
Yeah, that is the end of the show this week. Happy birthday to Renzo Nottingham. And we'll see you next week.
Shout out Callum McSwiggan, who's up next.
She left life and worked in it. anything you said better mean that. Mean that. No takesy backs, he's nah nigga, no retracts. Make a man see him and beat that.
Squeeze him.
Bunch of gully niggas with me, little nigga, man, I wonder where your G's at.
I wonder.
Round round my hood with my seat, man. Big twizzy piece on my teeth, fam. No nigga want it with me, fam. Got the whole hood respect to my G, fam. Got niggas so shook when I speak, they be looking at my feet, fam. Got niggas on job, some riders. Got bang it in the streets, man. Man approach me with ease, fam. Rap don't determine my G, fam. Still mad at high in the street, fam. When I slap them back, Mizzy and Breeze out. Post up for these pussy hoes and turn the block into a scene. Someone told these fucking nerds, man, they couldn't beef me up in their dreams. Man, they getting money since teen. Think about money, how you mean? Couldn't envision what you see. Take the gold medal. You can tell we the winners. Still told guns with the drillers. If I'm back, you're finished. Click back with riddance. Bitch.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Always took shit behind niggas' backs and say it with your chest. Say it with your chest, nigga. Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Chest, nigga. See me in the flesh. Don't at me in the neck.
Run up
from nigga. I bet you can't at me if you're dead. Let it rain on his boss.
Let it rain on his head.